98.9 and streaming at ClassicHits989.com. This 2012 Shrine Bowl broadcast is brought to you by these local businesses that support area youth sports. CPI Mr. Tire, Vaughn's Printers, Todd's Body and Glass, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Killian Motors, Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, The Sitton Bowl Saloon, Johnson Lawn and Landscaping, Bank of Donovan, Sorensen Construction, Advantage Chevrolet, JSGK Catering, South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, Midway Auto, Jerseys, Obermiller Seamless, Island Supply Welding, and Tom Dinsdale Automotive. Now from high atop Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, here's Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln this afternoon. We've got the 54th annual Shrine Bowl football game today here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR as the North gets ready to take on the South in this annual showdown here in Lincoln. Last year, an exciting ball game as the South knocked off the North by a score of 41-20. Aurora product Tyson Brockmeyer had a huge ball game in the contest a year ago, threw for a record-setting 371 yards and five touchdowns to lead the South to the victory a year ago, 41-20. They also won in 2010, 28-13. Last win for the North came in 2009 when they beat the South by a score of 19-16. The South leading the overall series 28-22-3 as they do battle again for the 54th time here this afternoon at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. I'm Mike Will and call the play-by-play for you here this afternoon on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. We've got Jeff Babel, the pride and joy of O'Neill High, with us. And also Tyson Avronic, former Hastings St. Cecilia football player, going to help us out here this afternoon. Tyson, as we look at this 54th annual event this afternoon, the South team, they look pretty good.
Yeah, they look pretty good, Mike, and they look pretty diverse as well. You look at this South school, they've got three players who actually come out of eight-man schools, two from Giltner and then one from Pawnee City, really showing that these eight-man schools, these smaller schools, they've had some really good athletes here these past couple years. And Logan Rath, of course, the Giltner High School product, he will be playing football out at South Dakota State and study ag business. You also have Drew Ott, of course, a lot of news out of Drew Ott after he signed to play for Iowa, the Iowa Hawkeyes for the Big Ten, and they'll be playing against Nebraska, of course, as Nebraska's new rival. And then you look across the other wing, we have the Garrett Broder from Pawnee City, and so another eight-man athlete there. So a lot of eight-man athletes, but you talked a little bit about last year's game and that South dominance. How many records broken in that game? There was records for first down from the South offense, records for total offense. Then you had Cole Spurgeon, who had the records for receiving out of the South side of things. So South side has shown a lot of good success here, and they'll be looking to some of those kids from those smaller schools, those eight-man schools, if they want to have success and win their third straight Shrine Bowl this afternoon.
All right, Jeff Babel will be our man on the other side of things as he takes a look at the North squad here this afternoon. Very talented as well on that side of the ball.
Yeah, a very different contrast in the South. The South is going to be a bigger school or a bigger team. The North, they're going to be more skilled. They're going to go with their speed. They're the exact opposite of the South. They've got their recruits as well. They've got kids, you know, like Jake Shanny. He's going to be going to Ohio. Riker Fife, Sam Holt, the two Grand Island kids. They're going to be going on to play with Bo Pelini tomorrow. You know, they've got great chemistry. We talked to Coach Hawk on the Doug and Daddy Show earlier this week. They're going to do a lot of throwing, a lot of four wide. Might see some trick plays as well. So it's going to be interesting because it is two very different styles between the North and the South. So the North, they're going to want to make it a track meet, while the South, they're going to want to do a little off-tackle trap game.
Yeah, they want to pound the rock here this afternoon, so to speak. Travis Hawk is the head coach for the North squad. He's the head man at Alliance. On the other side of things, we've got Lee Schmale, he's the head man at Elmwood Murdoch. We talked to them at Media Days this week in both Lincoln and in Crete, and we'll hear from the coaches as our pregame show continues here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, preference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jerseys in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and pickle carts. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
I'll spend a couple of minutes with the South head coach, Lee Schmale, out of Elmwood Murdoch. And, Coach, obviously a great honor for you to be coaching here.
Yeah, I'm very pleased. It's not something that you really expect. And when they asked me to do this, I was very honored. And it's a great privilege. And, I've helped out with the 2003 Shrine Bowl. And I thought that would probably be the last time I'd be working with the Shrine Bowl. But very pleased that they called and very happy to be a part of this year's team.
Coach, how's the South team put together?
Well, we had 145 kids nominated, and the coaches throughout Nebraska all nominate players, and that's one of the hardest things when we have 145 nominations and you can select 35 players. And we divided it up. We reviewed the players pretty thoroughly. We visited with various coaches, and we felt, 15 of the 20 top players were not that difficult to select, but the last 10 or 15, we really wanted to do a nice job and really take a look at the kids on film very closely and, again, visit with various coaches. And it was a difficult process, but yet it was fun at the same time because you want to put the best 35 players on the team you can.
So you got to 35 All-Stars here. How tough was it to find some playing time now today?
Well, I think that they're good enough to be selected on the team. They're going to play. And the difference will be, of course, who our starters are going to be. We find that a lot of the positions, offensive and defensively, we are comfortable enough alternating series with a number of players, at least six or seven on defense, or are going to share time as well as on offense. So other players will be on the field on special teams, and we're going to do everything we can to get them in the game, and everybody's going to play. There's no doubt about that, and I wish I could say everybody's going to play equal time, but that's not going to happen either. But if they're an all-star, they're going to play, and we'll find a place for them.
Defensively, you look very stout on the side of the ball.
Well, that's one area that we wanted to be very strong at, and we definitely had a lot of quality players on that side of the ball, and I think of our front seven on defense, I think all of them are either going Division I or 1AA, Division II, and so we're very blessed there. Our secondary is very good, too, with Brandon Riley at free safety. Bo Likas is going to North Dakota State as a strong safety, and then our corners are going to be good, too. Fernando Hildreth is going to play corner for us. Sam Brower is going to play some corner as well, and so we feel very fortunate on the defensive side of the ball.
Offensive side, what do we expect?
Well, offensively, we're going to have a balanced attack. We're going to try to mix the run and the pass. I think our quarterbacks allow us that flexibility with Derek McGinnis and Sam Brower. They're both run-pass threats, in my opinion. We have guys that can catch the ball. Ryan Leaf of Pavilion Vistas from a passing offense. And our tight ends, Alex Williams from Central, Matt Miller give us some nice size at tight end, and then Fernando Hildreth and Brandon Riley are going to play wideouts too, and I think we have some big play potential there. In our running game, we feel very good about our offensive line, very physical, big offensive line, Robbie LaFour being the anchor at center, All-Stater from Lincoln Southeast. In our guards, we took All-State Center Garrett Johns at Roar. We're going to play him at a guard. Chase Sherman, All-Stater from Crete, at the other guard. Mike Schaff, of course, outstanding wrestler as well as track athlete, is going to play a tackle. Sam Hahn at Track County is also going to play tackle, and Tyler Schuster will be interchanging with him. So our offensive line is very big, very physical, and we're hoping that we can get those 3 or 4 yards in the running game.
One guy from Hastings, Kyle Cutterford, playing in the fullbacks. We'll have to talk about him.
Yeah, Kyle has been I was really impressed with Kyle on film, especially his unselfishness. I mean, he was primarily a blocker for Adam Central last year, and I asked him about how you feel about carrying the ball a little bit, because you will be in this game. He's pretty excited to hear that. But Kyle, I learned right away, is a team player. That comes across very clear. He's very well coached. Coach Carlin does an excellent job at Adams Central, and of course Kyle is going to the United States Naval Academy, so that tells you what kind of athlete, what kind of person he is, and he's just a quality person and player.
The highlight of the week, maybe your visit to the Shriners Hospital in St. Louis. Talk about that.
Yeah, without a doubt, that probably will be the most memorable thing these players will have regarding the Shrine Bowl. To see the different patients, to see their daily routines and what they go through as far as therapy makes, I'm sure, these guys feel very fortunate where they're at, and gain an appreciation of what some people in society have to do the things that we take for granted. And so that will be a lasting impression on our players, and I know that they interacted really well with the patients. As a matter of fact, the patients made it easy because they had such an upbeat attitude. And so that's something to always remember.
All right, best luck to you on Saturday.
Thank you.
It's time for CPI Mr. Tire's Tire Sale. The Mastercraft Strategy is long wearing, quiet riding, and on sale starting at $85 each. The Cooper CS4 Touring has all-weather dependability and starting at only $90 each. The Cooper Discover AT3 gives you stability for your light truck starting at $125 each. CPI Mr. Tire includes free mounting, balancing, rotation, and road hazard warranty, and they're close to you all across central Nebraska.
Hi, we were talking with North Head Coach Travis Hawk of Alliance. And, Coach, first of all, just your impressions about coaching in the Shrine Bowl.
Oh, it's a tremendous experience. It's a game where you take two worlds and you blend them together. You hope that the kids learn something about service. You hope that they develop an attitude of understanding of playing for something bigger than themselves. You hope that they gain an appreciation for the Shriners organization, who's, you know, really doing God's work here on earth and helping these kids, and that this whole game is about not only raising funds but raising awareness for what they do. And then also you hope that they take time to celebrate the fact that they are truly the elite of Nebraska. So it's a tremendous experience.
Part of the Shrine Bowl experience is the trip down to the Shriners Hospital in St. Louis. Talk about that.
It was a long day, a whirlwind day. You know, in 12 hours we flew out of Omaha, or left our dorm and flew to Omaha, or flew to St. Louis and back. But what an experience. I mean, it's one day of your life, and it can literally change your life forever, because you see what these little kids go through. And what I'll say about the Shriners is not only do they help on the physical side of things, but the mental outlook of those kids is just phenomenal. And if you walk away from there feeling sorry for yourself, you really need to question your outlook on life, because these kids who have so many obstacles against them can stand up in front of a group of people and really truly entertain and inform more than kids who have no obstacles. And it's inspirational. And we've really talked about the kids, not so much like you're trying to win a game for somebody, but playing with the understanding that there are things that are bigger than you, and this is one of those things in life that you hope that the kids developed an attitude of, not everything's about me, I'm not playing for me, I'm playing for something bigger than me.
Talk about the team you've assembled.
One of the things as we come into it, we knew that we were going to run what we do at Alliance, and you know, we kind of run a spread with some eye principles to it, and we also knew that we were obviously going to take Riker Fife, and so we wanted to develop a team that had a lot of speed, a lot of athleticism, and I think we did that. We've got some great playmakers in space. We've got some nice linemen that are going to be able to do a good job protecting. You know, we feel good about the fact that we've got Riker and Sam Foltz going to be able to work together again. But also then on the other side, you have a gentleman that's just tremendous. It's Terry Grigsby. And then we have some great receivers, Danny O'Boyle, Cole Waddle. We have Daniel Rico, Kyle Hooper, all kind of in that mix too. And so we feel like we got a good group of receivers that complement what Riker can do for us.
Those are two people right from our area, Riker Fife and his receiver in Foltz. Talk about those two guys.
First of all, great kids. They come from a great program. You know, Coach Tomlin, I think, is not only one of the best coaches in the state of Nebraska, I think he's one of the classiest coaches in the state of Nebraska. When you get a kid from Coach Tomlin, and I've been around him at camps and I've been around him at a couple different All-Star games now, you get a respectful kid, you get a kid that's got great character, and you got a kid that understands what work ethic is. And that's a foundation of what Coach Tomlin does. He not only produces great football players, he produces great men. And you know, I have all the respect for him. And when you look at his kids, that's what they do. They work hard. They did what we asked them to do this week. You know, it'd be easy for a kid that comes in from a Class A program that obviously was one of the top two or three programs in the state to come in and have an attitude that, oh, I know more than you. They haven't. They quickly, they absorbed our terminology changes. You know, we learned a little bit from Riker about a certain play that they run, how they the footwork with the quarterbacks, but the willingness for them to be coachable has just been amazing for us.
Is it tough getting the 35 All-Stars so-called playing time this week?
You know, it's one of those things you worry about, but it seems to always shake out. You know, we took a different approach than we did when I was assistant coach here. When I was an assistant coach here, the first practice, we divided the team into offense and defense. And what we did here is we treated it like a team, like a true team preparing for a season. We taught everybody an offensive and defensive position, and then we just tried to give them the opportunity to earn a starting position one side of the ball. And some of the kids come in new. I've never played offense, you know, but we still got them on the offensive side, because one of the things that happened to us the last time I was here, we had just an offensive team and a defensive team, and we had a couple kids get injured. Well, then all of a sudden you're moving a couple kids over to defense that haven't gotten any reps for the season or for the week, and that can kind of spell for a poor performance. But that's what we did. We now have 22 individual starters. I don't think we have any starters starting both ways, but we definitely have kids that are going to play both sides of the ball.
What type of game do you expect on Saturday?
Well, you know, I think it's really a tale of two philosophies. You know, they're very big. They have a couple linemen that are about 8 foot, 500 pounds, look big, strong, tough, probably mean. You know, I think they're very intent on being physical. They have a very physical game plan. They have good backs that run between the tackles. But I know they also have a couple very good quarterbacks that are elusive and keep plays alive. And I think then you look at us, we built a team probably around playmakers in space. You know, we probably look to throw the ball more than what they do. Now, I might be totally wrong. Maybe they'll come out and chuck it around 50 times. But, you know, for everything that we see coming into it, they're going to be more intent on running the ball. We're going to be more intent on throwing the ball. And so, like every game, it's going to come down to some five or six big plays. It would sure be nice if Riker and Sam could connect for a couple more big touchdowns. And hopefully we get a couple turnovers. And you know, if we can do those things, then I think we'll be right where we need to be at the end of the game.
Talked a lot of offense. What about your defense?
We got a very good defense. You know, I feel very good about it. You got Mitch McCann at middle linebacker, a tremendous back or linebacker for Omaha Burke. From your area, we've got Reynolds from Lexington out at corner. You know, we've got very good defensive ends that are going to put pressure on. And so, you know, we feel very good about what our defense can do, our outside backers. The thing that you worry about defense, you're kind of limited in your game planning. You're going to have to stay in a 4-3. You can change your coverages up. But for the most part, it's they know what they're going to get. And that's, from a coaching standpoint, you feel a little helpless because there's only so much you can do to control the game. It's going to be up to your kids getting off blocks and making plays.
You got a handcuff then defensively, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. You can change up your coverages. You can shade and call some shades. But for the most part, there's only so much you can do. They know your middle backer is going to be right over center. They know where your four linemen are going to be. And so it makes offensive game planning a lot easier. And it makes defensive game planning really, in a way, I don't want to say non-existent, but there's only, whereas in a real game, if you're getting beat by something, you can do something. Whereas here, the kids are going to have to figure it out. I mean, they're going to have to get off a block. They're going to have to make a play. And that makes this, it makes it, from a coaching standpoint, you feel like a spectator sometimes on defense. But Coach Fox from Wahoo is our defensive coordinator. He's got a lot of nice things in, and I know the kids are going to play hard.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Bonds Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Bonds Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Bonds Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Bonds Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
All right, back here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln as we get sent for the 54th annual Shrine Bowl football game here today on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Weather-wise, going to be a gorgeous day today here in Lincoln. The temperature right now is sitting at 79 degrees, a mostly sunny sky, just a few high clouds around the Lincoln area today. We'll have winds out of the northwest blowing at about 13 miles per hour as we get sent to go here this afternoon. The South team going to be dressed in their red bottoms, their white tops. Each Each player has their school helmet on here this afternoon, so various colors in the helmets out there. The North team going to be dressed, Tyson, with new unis here this year for 2012.
Yeah, they've got new uniforms. They are going to be dressed in these black tops, red bottoms. And by the way, a show of team unity for the North side. All team players except for one, they have cut their heads into mohawks, so they have mohawks on except for one player. He's from Scotts Bluff. He apparently wants to reunite Slash and Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses. He's still got that long hair that goes all the way to the back, so he'll be in his long hair. But the rest of the new black uniforms for the North, and they look pretty sharp.
The player you're talking about from the Scotts Bluff, he also dyed his hair red. So he's got red hair about shoulder length there, but he also with virtually mohawks on the North side of things here this afternoon. Cole Waddle is going to be dropping back deep as we get set to go here this afternoon in the Shrine Bowl. He's a player out of there from Bishop Newman. We saw various times throughout the football season. Also dropping back there is going to be Danny O'Boyle from Gehring, and O'Boyle is going to get the grab here at the 8-yard line. Ball game is underway down the near sideline, 15, 20, 23-yard line, and he is knocked out of bounds here on the near sideline. So the North going to have their first chance at the football here this afternoon, and Riker Fife, maybe the best Class A quarterback that we had this past season out of Grand Island, is going to be the starting quarterback here for the North. Fife is a 6'5", 205-pounder from Grand Island. He threw for 1,921 yards for the Islanders last year, 20 touchdowns, also rushed the football for 746 yards and 14 touchdowns. And his best receiver also playing in the Shrine Bowl here this year, and that's going to be Sam Foltz. He's going to be a wide receiver split out to the right side. There's a pitch back, now a flea flicker on the first play. Fife is going to want to throw the football. He's hitting, he's decked. He is decked, a loss in the play. In there for the South team is going to be Brad Simpson, the linebacker out of Ralston. So, Tyson, you mentioned it on the way down here that the North might want to throw in some trick plays. We see it in the very first play. It was an attempted flea flicker.
The very first play, this North team, they're going to be running a very wide-open offense, and right there on the first play, you know, the nice traditional run play, they flip it back to Fife, and he is sacked for loss of six on the play.
All right, second down, 16 yards to go. The North working from the North to the South as they hand the ball away. Nope, they're going to fake the ball. Fife is going to grab it across the 15 out to the 16, 17-yard line. So they fake the pitch and finally brought down into play by Andy Janovich. He's a linebacker out of Gretna, 6'2" and 210 pounds. So third down and long here for the North. They're in their own territory. Third down and still about 14 yards to go. Football is placed down at the 17-yard line of the North. Again, they're working from our left to our right here this afternoon at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Wide receivers go left and right. Riker Fife again, the Grand Island quarterback, in there. Drops back to throw. He's got time. He throws it to the near side. It's going to be picked off. Picked off at the 15, 10. Cuts outside to the 5. He is into the end zone for the touchdown. It is picked off there by Brad Simpson. So Simpson, the product out of Ralston, makes a couple of nice plays on this opening series. He gets the quarterback sack, and then he picks off Riker Fife early in the ball game, and Brad Simpson returns it back for a touchdown, and the South is out on top.
And I don't even think that Fife saw Brad Simpson sitting there in that linebacker spot. He just sort of drifted out to the middle of the field. Fife fired the pass over the middle. Simpson was right there for the INT in an easy six and early start for the South.
All right, so the South out on top here and into the ball game is going to be Tyler Bash to attempt the point-after touchdown. He's a kicker out of Papillion, La Vista South. Ball is down, the kick is up, and the ball goes through the uprights. It is good. So early strike here by the South on defense. They score with 10 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the first quarter. It is the South 7 and the North nothing.
The lot is full at Killian Motors in Kearney. GMC trucks, half tons, Terrains, Acadias, Yukons, Denalis. See dealer for rebates, 0% financing on select models, and trade assistance on select models. Killian Motors, your oldest South Central Nebraska GMC dealer. 8th and Central, Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
All right, Mike Will, Tyson Ravranik, and also Jeff Babel back here at Memorial Stadium for the 54th annual Shrine Bowl football game as South kicks off again. This is O'Boyle again at the 15-20, down to the 25-30, and he brings it out to about the 33-yard line, and the North will try it again after Riker Fife throws the interception. Drew Ott down on the special teams here on the tackle for the South All-Stars. So the North comes back out for their second possession here. Riker Fife throws the interception. The pick six for a touchdown in the third play of this ball game. The South has got a 7-0 lead.
Yeah, and I don't even know if Fike saw him. Like I said earlier, I don't know if Fike saw him. He really kind of threw it right into the chest of Simpson. Simpson was almost seemed surprised to get that football. Runs it back 18 yards for the early score. South's already up 7-0 here.
All right, we'll see what Riker Fife can do this time. He pitches the ball back, and it's going to be a sweep to the far side. 30, 35, out to the 36, 37-yard line. Running the football there for the North was Graham Nabity. He's a 6-foot, 200-pounder from Elkhorn. And the tackle is made again by Andy Janovich out of Gretna. He comes up and makes the stop for the South defense. So we knew the South defense, Jeff, was going to be stout, and they look pretty good so far.
Yeah, a lot of size. Their front seven was something that their coaches were really happy about. They thought that the North wouldn't be able to get much going offensively if they get that pressure, and that's so far what's going on with Janovich.
All right, the front seven up there for the South, most of those guys heading to Division I or Division II schools, so they are very talented up front for the South defense. Here's a throw to the near side. It's going to be caught out here at the 45-yard line. Slips the tackler, brings it to the 50, inside South territory, down to the 49-yard line. A pass comes out here to number 8, Terry Grigsby from Omaha North. And he is run a bounce in the near sideline by Drew Ott, who is getting the start here for the South defense. So the North has their first down of the ball game after they throw the pick six on the third play of the contest. They have now moved the ball. They're going to place it right down to the 50-yard line. So it's right at the 50-yard line as they move the ball here toward the South goal. Again, they're moving from our left to our right, north to south at Memorial Stadium. Now Riker Fife is in the shotgun set. Wide receivers to the left and to the right. Fife takes the ball inside. Now he's going to run it himself across the 45 to the 42-yard line before he is brought down there. And the tackle is made in there by number 1, Brandon Riley, out of Lincoln Southwest. So they fake the ball up inside. Riker Fife, who, again, ran for 746 yards for the Islanders a year ago, takes the ball for about 6 yards on a play. It's going to bring up a second down situation. Second down here for the North. Actually, pick up of about 8 yards in the play. Second down and 2 yards to go. The football down here at the 41-and-a-half-yard line. Fife again in the shotgun set. They fake the ball inside. Fife's going to run the ball himself again across the 40. Takes it inside the 40-yard line down to about the 38. Tackle is made in there by Andy Janovich again. The product out of Gretna. That's a first down to the second first down of the ball game. And now the North moving the ball against this South defense, and they're doing, ironically, on the ground. This is what the South wanted to do.
Yeah, a lot of times you just got to settle down, get those emotions in check, especially in an all-star game like this where you're facing a lot of the same caliber talent. Get that emotion in check, settle down, get the offense going. That's what the North's doing right now.
All right, three wide receivers. They send trips out wide to the left side. Riker Fife from the shotgun set. He rolls the other way. Comes to the right. Now he sets. Here comes the pressure. Throw to the near side. The ball is going to be incomplete. Good defensive play over here as they come to the near sideline over here. In defense was a Sam Brower. We're going to see him at quarterback later on for the South, but he's playing defensive back now. That was a nice play here on the near sideline. They break up that pass. It's going to be incomplete. Brings up second down and 10 yards to go. North with the ball down here at the South 38-yard line. South out on top with a score of 7-0. 8:44 to play here in the first quarter from Lincoln. Got a bright, sunshiny day today. Temp right around 80 degrees. You could not ask for anything better here for the Shrine Bowl football game for 2012. Now they go with a spread set, two wide receivers to the left, three wide receivers to the right side. Nobody in the backfield with the exception of the quarterback, Riker Fife. He's got the ball. He's going to run it. Fife has got the ball to 40. Comes out to the hash marks to the 35, down to the 33-yard line. He is spilled right there. Tackle is made in there by number 47, Bo Lankus out of Bellevue West. So Lankus in on the stop. Fife spreads the field there. Five wide receivers out on the pattern, and Fife says, I'll just run it myself. He takes the ball for a couple of yards as he moves it down to about the 33. But now the North looking at a third down situation. Third down and about 5 yards to go from the 33-yard line of the South. Clock is running at the 8:21 mark here in the first quarter. 7-0 is the score. The South is out on top. Wide receiver is Terry Grigsby from Omaha North. Split out wide to the left side. Fultz is the wide receiver from Grand Island. Split out wide to the right side. And here's a play up the middle as they try to pound it between the tackles there, taking the ball down to the 29-yard line and carrying the ball there for the North squad was number 46, Mitch Alexander. He's a product out of North Platte. Ross Desiris out of Plattsmouth entered the stop there for the South defense. It's not going to be enough for a first down, so the North looking at a fourth down situation here. Fourth down at about 2 yards to go. They got the ball right in between the 29 and the 30-yard line. And with an all-star game such as this, I'm sure they'll go for it here. They've got a kicker on hand, but they're going to go for it on fourth down and 2 yards to go. Riker Fife is your quarterback there from Grand Island in the shotgun set. And now they're going to call a timeout as Travis Hawk, the head man from Alliance, was to talk things over with his offensive unit. So we've got a timeout. Fourth down and two. We've got 7.5 minutes to play. We'll take a break here with a score. The South out on top of the North in this Rhine Bowl football game. It's the South 7, the North nothing.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your body and collision repair specialist and is proud to support area sports. Play well and be proud. Todd's Body and Glass would like to take this opportunity to congratulate all the players and the coaches that are playing in this year's Shrine Bowl game. Everybody's proud of you. Todd's Body and Glass at 514 12th Street in Aurora. Call 402-694-4123. That's 402-694-4123. Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora.
Sometimes it's not about what you know, but who you know. For instance, you know your local Farm Bureau agent, and Farm Bureau agents know health insurance. You know you need health insurance, and we'll work with you to find the coverage that's right for you. So give us a call today. You know where to find us.
In Hastings, contact Marty DeMuth at 402-463-2111. When you need health insurance, Marty DeMuth knows health insurance.
Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As we come back, fourth down and 2 yards to go, Riker Fife just sent a quarterback sneak, and I don't know if he made it. He had to get to the 28-yard line. Line of scrimmage was about the 30. We'll see where the official spot the football. Riker Fife goes right behind his big offensive center in Sam Davison, a 6-foot, 260-pounder out of Millard North. And they're going to give him the first down. They're going to give him the 28-yard line. And Tyson, they make that just by the nose of the football down here at the 28.
I was turning around. I was looking for super stat man Gene Shaw. He always makes those close calls, lets us know where that ball was spotted. Looks like just enough for the first down here for the North.
All right, so the North on the drive here after throwing a pick six in their third play. The offensive set in their first offensive series. Here's Fife. He wants to throw the ball again. Rolls to his left. Cocks the arm. Can't find anybody. Now scrambles. He throws the ball on the near side. It's going to be caught out here at the 18-yard line. And hanging on for dear life over here was Drew Ott out of Giltner. The pass goes to Terry Grigsby. That was Sam Brower over here as well for the South All-Stars on their defense. But a completed pass there from Riker Fife. It goes over to Terry Grigsby. He takes the ball down to about the 17, they say. It's where he was knocked out of bounds. So it's another first down for the North as they continue their drive here toward the South end zone. Wide receivers split out. Three wide out to the right side now. One splits out wide to the left. This is the Alliance offense they're running here this afternoon on the North offensive attack. And here's our first penalty flag of the ball game. Fife again wanted to throw the football, but they blow this baby dead on the first penalty flag of the day today as the officials make the call down here on the turf at Memorial Stadium. They come over, and it's going to be a foul here, an illegal procedure call against the North. You see that a lot of times in these all-star games. These guys have not had a whole lot of practices, although they went through 3-a-days earlier in their camps, and that's tough in its own right, but they have not spent a lot of time together.
The biggest thing is the offensive line. When you spend an entire season with those guys, you know the snap count, you know the quarterback's cadence, you know his sequence, and you often see false starts like that. You're right, Mike.
There's a Fife. He wants to throw the ball again. Now there's a little shovel pass inside. They slip a tackler, and they take the ball down to about the 21-yard line. So we've seen a little mix of some razzle-dazzle. That was a shovel pass to Jordan Nelson, the running back out of Omaha Burke. And there's our man, Drew Ott, out of Giltner, under the stop there for the South defense. Drew playing at one of the inside linebackers in his 4-3. It's a mandatory 4-3 defense here for both teams. They've got some defensive rules. You cannot blitz. You cannot stunt. So they've kind of handcuffed the defense a little bit in the Shrine Bowl football game. Second down at about 13 yards to go. After getting a couple yards back after that penalty, here's a quick pitch. It's going to come to the near side. They take the ball to the 20, inside the 20, down to about the 17-yard line. We're going to see a mixture of players in there throughout the day today, but running the football there again was Jordan Nelson, that running back out of Omaha Burke, as he brings the ball down to about the 17-yard line. So they get essentially the penalty yards back. And now the North looking at a third down and 10 situation here today.
Yep, they're spreading them out, like you said, Mike. And early in this drive, they seem to be running the ball, you know, with quarterback draws and hands off. Now they seem to be passing a little bit more. Riker's using that pump fake like he always does. So
And it gets Jordan Nelson involved here in the offense. And they're going to give the ball away. Nope, it's going to be a Riker Fife. He fakes the ball to Nelson. Now Fife is in trouble, and he goes down back here at the 21-yard line. That was a loss of 4 yards on the play there. Fife fakes the ball inside again to Jordan Nelson, and then he was caught in no man's land. And that was a designed play, but that was busted up nicely there by the South defense. And a sack as they take Riker Fife down at the 22-yard line. A loss in a play of 5 yards, and now it's fourth down and 15 yards to go. Now we're going to see our first field goal of the day today. And coming into the ball game for the North All-Stars will be Drew Farley out of Norfolk Catholic. Farley is the All-State first-team kicker this year. He's definitely got the range. This will be a 39-yard field goal attempt. They hold the ball at the far side hash mark from the 29-yard line. Ball is snapped, a low snap. They get her down. Farley's kick is plenty long, and it goes through the uprights. It is good. So a 39-yard field goal there by Drew Farley from Norfolk Catholic. The All-State first-team kicker bangs one home for the North. And they get on the scoreboard here at 4 minutes and 42 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's now the South 7, the North 3.
Replacing windows can be fun when you call Central Nebraska's Best over Miller Seamless. You hear about these deals from out-of-town companies. It may be confusing. Obermiller Seamless will install your windows with their own master certified installers. Others will not. Obermiller Seamless installs triple pane, lifetime warranted windows you'll love. No other company offers more. Call for a free quote. Obermiller Seamless for a beautiful, energy efficient home.
We'll go to any length to beautify your home.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
All right, back at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Mike Will, Tyson Urbanek, and Jeff Babel here this afternoon. It is a 7-3 ball game as the South has got the lead. They have a pick six. In fact, the South offense hasn't even been on the field yet today. Pick six, and that was a 6 minute and 36 second drive there by the North as they cash in on a 39 yard field goal from Drew Farley. Now here's the kickoff for the North. It's going to be fielded here back at the 8 yard line, back to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 32 yard line. And bringing the ball back there for the South All-Stars was a Fernando Hildreth, the flanker, 5'11", 160-pounder out of Boys Town. And then the run there for the South, and the tackle was made by Michael Schwartz out of Norfolk. So here's the South offense for the first time this afternoon. They get on the field with 4:35 to play in the first quarter. Thanks for taking the first quarter off, gang.
And they still have the lead to come out in the first quarter. Not very often that you see a team come out in the first quarter this late, already have a lead to work with.
Derek McGinnis is going to be your quarterback. He's out of Crete, Nebraska. Kyle Cutterford is going to be your fullback here for the South, and expect him to run the ball here this afternoon. In fact, they fake it for the first time. There's some dipsy duels. They hand it back on a reverse play. It goes nowhere. Brandon Riley from Lincoln Southwest carrying the ball. David Goble from Omaha Creighton Prep in on the stop. They fake the ball up inside to Kyle Cutterford. This is like a wing-type offense. The South head coach is from Elmwood Murdoch, and he wants to pound the rock here this afternoon. Their offensive line today averages 273 pounds per man up front. They are huge up front. In fact, this is an offensive line of many colleges. Some of the small colleges around the area would certainly enjoy here this afternoon. There's a handoff to the tailback. That's going to be number 39 in the play. That's Eric Vogeda from Ralston. He picks up a couple of yards. Savon Miller out of Lincoln High in on the stop after a yard or so gain as they move the ball up to the 35-yard line. This is what the South is going to do here this afternoon. They're going to pound the football against this North defense. They want to control the clock here this afternoon. We're down to 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 7-3 is the score. The South out on top. Again, McGinnis, your quarterback, a good one out of Crete High School. The Crete Cardinals, he's up under center. He looks over the defense. Now he wants to throw the ball. Looks left and now right. He's in trouble. He's scrambling. He's got a lot of pressure. Gets away back here at the 20-yard line. Still on his feet to the 25 to the 30. And McGinnis takes the ball to the 35-yard line. So all that running, Tyson, and he picks up 1 yard. He runs about to 20, and he picks up 1 yard north and south as he's finally brought down into play by Nathan Hoffman, the defensive lineman out of Crofton, Nebraska.
Great job there from the north defense. They were able to get away from the south offensive line there. They put pressure on McGinnis. Didn't really allow him opportunity, but it was more of a coverage sack. You look downfield, McGinnis didn't have a lot to go with the football.
All right, you're going to do the punting for the south. Let's see who's going to do the punting chores. It's going to be number 15. That's Tyler Bash out of Papillion, La Vista South. It is fourth down here, fourth down and about 7 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 35, and now we got our second penalty flag of the day today. It occurs on the far sideline. And now we got a timeout taken as well. So we got a timeout taken here by the North. They might go after the punter here for some reason. They call a timeout, and we'll discuss things here. So we'll take a break, 2:42 to play here in the first quarter. The score, the South 7 and North 3.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
All right, Kyle Hooper from Alliance and also Dagan Wharton out of Lincoln High. You're two deep men back here for the North. It is fourth down here, fourth down and about, 7 yards to go from the 35-yard line. The South going to punt the football away for the first time today. Here's Bash into the football, and he kicks it to the far sideline. It's going to be mishandled back there at the 20-yard line. The ball is running freely, and finally, did it go out of bounds? There's a big stack up down here at about the 27-yard line. It did not go out of bounds, and it's going to be recovered by the South. So mix up on special teams down there. It's recovered down there by the South. Trey Foster from Lincoln Southeast is down there to recover the football. And, again, there's another item that we see a lot in the All-Star games, Tyson, that the special teams, and so many times the Tide can turn on a bad special teams play.
The special teams there, a big factor for the South. It did not really took a good angle at that football. Sort of went off, and then he took a sort of a sidestep, tried to swipe at it. The ball stayed alive down there forever, just rolled towards the sidelines. Heads-up play by the South to get on that football. Now they've got a short field to work with here.
All right, it's going to be McGinnis back in there at quarterback now for the South as he hands the ball away. And that picks up about a yard. That's it as they angle out to the left side. They've got their second set of running backs in there now. Running the football there was Garrett Borcher out of Pawnee City. And Jake Shaney out of Blair, out of the stop. Shaney is heading to Ohio, play for Frank Solage and the gang at Ohio University. And Shaney makes the stop there. He's out of Blair, 6'2" and 210 pounds. Second down at about 8 yards to go. They give him 2 yards in that last play. As they move the ball to about the 24-yard line, the South out on top of the score is 7-3. And the South now trying to take advantage of a North turnover early in the ball game. There's a handoff right up the pipe there, battling for yards across the 25-yard line down to about the 20. Carrying the mail there for the South All-Stars was Ethan Wright out of Beatrice, and the tackle is made by David Goble out of Omaha Creighton Prep. Now the South looking at third down. Third down at about 3 yards to go. Ball is sitting at in between the 19 and the 20-yard line. A minute and 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter, so two big mistakes for the North. Third play of the ball game, an interception return for a touchdown, and then a bad handle on a punt has got the South in the golden opportunities again. Here's another handoff angling off to the right side. That's going to be Borcher again, as Borcher is fighting for some first down yardage down there at around the 16-yard line. I don't think he quite got there. They're going to stop him right at the 17-yard line, so it's going to bring up a fourth down. Fourth down now and about a yard to go for the South. Inside a minute to go here in a quick-moving first quarter from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. You're listening to the 54th annual Shrine Bowl football game today on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Going to be back at the house here.
And checking to see if Kyle Cutiford made his way into the ballgame. This seems like kind of his bread and butter, fourth and one in short situation.
Was not in the ballgame right, though. They're going to hand the ball away. That's going to be Borchers there, brother Ethan Wright in there. This is the second set of running backs. So obviously, they're going with a dual-type system here. Savon Miller in on the stop, but Ethan Wright picks up the first down. Plenty of all-stars out there to choose from, so naturally everybody's going to get a lot of playing time. We saw Kyle Cutterford on that first series for the South, and now Ethan Wright is seeing some playing time in there, the product out of Beatrice. He was able to pick up the first down here. First down now is the football wrestling between the 14 and the 15-yard line. McGinnis still in there, quarterback. Wright is in the backfield. as McGinnis looks over the defense. First down, 10 yards to go. Here's McGinnis trying to take it himself around the right end. He's in trouble. He's all the way back to the 20 and now tries to make something out of nothing, and he is buried on the play down here at the 17-yard line. So they're hit here in the first quarter as McGinnis is buried on the play. The tackle is made in there by Tom Pites out of Crofton, Nebraska. 6 foot, 218 pounds coming up from his defensive back position to put the hurt on Derek McGinnis out of Crete. And that's the end of the first quarter. We're going to be coming back and looking at a second down situation at about 13 yards to go. That was a loss of 3 yards in the play as they sacked Derek McGinnis trying to run the football around the right end. They got a timeout into the first quarter here at Memorial Stadium, the 54th annual Shrine Bowl football game. The score, it is the South 7, the North 3.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of Giltner and all area sports.
He's got some running room. Touchdown, Giltner!
Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other delicious menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon. The Sitting Bull Saloon would like to take this opportunity to say good luck to all the area players and coaches playing in today's Shrine Bowl game.
Trying to pass it, gives it the end zone, got it!
Sitting Bull, located in downtown Giltner.
Not all lawn and landscape companies are created equal. Hire the professional company the first time. Call Johnson Lawn and Landscape at 237-LAWN. Property maintenance, including mowing, shrub trimming, and mulching. Sprinkler install with service and repair after the sale. Landscaping from new design and install to improving the look of your current landscape with services such as sod installation, trees, plants, and boulders. Visit JohnsonLawnAndLandscape.com or call 237-LAWN. See the pros at Johnson Lawn and Landscape first.
Are you ready for a great deal? A money-saving party!
There's nothing more American than football. And Advantage Chevrolet is the best in America when it comes to the best deals on all the hot new Chevy cars. Advantage Chevrolet sacks the competition with savings. Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
All right, back at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln here on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR. Mike Will, Jeff Babel, and also Tyson Ervonik with the Shrine Bowl football game. 7-3 is the score. The South has got the lead.
Yeah, and it's a pretty slow offensive start for both teams, really. You look at the South, they wanted to pound it out on the ground. So far, only 11 rushing yards to speak of for that South team. Couple losses on the play. So far, the North defense doing a pretty good job of holding their ground. But the biggest problem right now on the north side of things, Jeff, is obviously the turnovers here for the north, some very costly turnovers.
You have two key turnovers. Like you said, the south right now, pretty much 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Other than that pick six and that key turnover on the punt, you know, the north has been kind of, they have the time of possession battle right now, and that might be key.
Yeah, the north had that 6 minute and 36 second drive, 12 plays, and they got a field goal out of the thing. Now in second down and 13 yards to go as we start the second quarter, the south working to the south end zone now. McGinnis fakes the ball. Play action pass. He throws the ball into the end zone. It is going to be caught and then dropped down there in the end zone. Caught and dropped in the end zone. That was a potential six right there. But it was a drop. The throw was a little bit low. And trying to grab the ball for the south that time was Ryan Leaf out of Papillion La Vista. No relation to the star quarterback
in
the NFL.
No, the star quarterback for Washington State, you might want to say, didn't really have a star career at the NFL.
Well, he was drafted in the NFL.
There we go.
I don't know if he ever saw considerable playing time or not, but right now, not doing well. I think he's still locked up in the pokey, isn't he?
I believe so.
His third down here, third down and 13 yards to go. The South has got the ball at the 17-yard line of the North. McGinnis is your quarterback. They fake the ball inside. Now they're going to hand the ball away inside, and not much there as they bring the ball across the 15, still powering down to about the 13-yard line. So the South offense, not much there as they pound the ball right up the gut. That's Ethan Wright, the running back out of Beatrice. D.J. Avant Jr. out of Omaha North, and in the stop for the North defense.
And give a lot of credit to the North defense here early, Mike. You know, the South, they're running a lot of multiple sets, a lot of ball fakes. The North defense has so far not over-pursued as they're lining up for a field goal.
And the kicker here for the South is going to be Tyler Bash out of Papillion La Vista. They're going to spot the football here at the 19-yard line, a 29-yard field goal attempt right in the center of the field. The kick is away, and the kick goes sailing off the right side. It is no good. So the South misses on the field goal attempt. They didn't do much offensively, and they had to settle for a field goal attempt there, and they miss it from 29 yards out. So all of a sudden, the North gets the football back.
You can't really be happy with that drive when you're the South, especially after taking advantage after that punt, getting the ball on the 25-yard line, only really driving the ball 5 yards and then missing a field goal. That after seven plays, you get 5 yards, miss the field goal. Here comes the North.
All right, Riker Fife is going to stay in there at quarterback today for the North. Had a pick six on his third play here this afternoon, and now he comes back out. He put together a nice drive toward the end of the first quarter. They went to 50 yards plus there and finally had to settle for a field goal. They used 6 minutes and 36 seconds off the clock. They had 12 plays but could not cash in, and they had to settle for a field goal, so they're trailing in the ball game by a score of 7-3 as Fife just hands the ball away. Going straight ahead with the ball there is Graham Nabity out of Elkhorn, a 6-foot, 200-pounder. So I'm surprised, Jeff, right now, the North is a team that we expected to throw the football around. They tried it early on, had that pick six, and now they're going to the rushing attack as well.
Like you said, in the pregame, we were thinking four wide, you know, a lot of throwing, a lot of trick plays. Maybe we had some of that early, you know, and it led to that pick six. Maybe they're trying to establish a running game, and so they can finally open up their offense. But right now, like you said, just they seem to be running it here. Kind of opposite. They got a lot of speed. They got a lot of skill players. You know, guys like Nelson and Grigsby. Surprising to say the least. I mean, that was a handoff right there.
We had a penalty flag on the far side there. It looked like they were in motion. So a 5-yard penalty marched off against the North. That'll bring the ball back to the 15-yard line. So not a whole lot of fireworks so far here in the 54th annual Shrine Bowl football game. Tyson, nothing like we saw a year ago when we had the Tyson Brockmeyer throwing the pig around.
No, nothing like we saw. We saw record scoring, record yardage put up last year. This has been a lot of the game on the ground. Maybe the North, I'm trying to think, maybe they're going to be running up to set up the pass here later on. Right now, still kind of a little bit of a cat and mouse game, if you will.
Here's a Riker Fife. He's going to throw the ball back to the far side. Grigsby has got the ball, and he's going to be tackled out there at about the 13-yard line. So a loss, a completed pass, and a nice tackle made over there by Fernando Hildreth out of Boys Town. Boy, they threw that ball out to Taylor Grigsby. He was the wideout, the ex-wide receiver for the North offense, and Fernando Hildreth right over there from Boys Town to a knocking down, a loss in the play, second down now, second down and 16 yards to go for the North.
Tremendous open field tackle there.
From a pretty good guy there in Fernando Hildreth, who's a two- or three-sport star there for the Boys Town Cowboys. Second down and 16 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 14-yard line. Riker Fife again has got the ball. Here's another shovel pass up inside across the 12-yard line to the 13, and that is all she wrote. So tough running against this defense of the South. A little shovel pass is brought up inside to Graham Nabity, and the tackle is made by Andy Janovich out of Gretna. We've called his name a couple of times here in this first half. And now it's third down. Third down and about, 17 yards to go. They spot the football at the 13-yard line, so they got the offense in reverse here this afternoon.
The passing attack, strangely enough, is going in reverse. The last two passes for one-yard losses, now you're looking at a third and 17 deep in your own territory.
Wide receivers now going to be split out all over the place. Two come to the left side. Dual wide receivers split out to the right side. Now a man comes in motion to this near side as Riker Fife is in the gun. He's got the ball. He rolls to his left. He stops. He throws the ball downfield, and the ball is nearly intercepted. He has man out there, but it was nearly intercepted back there again for the South. Was a Fernando Hildreth, number 9, the 5'11", 160-pounder out of Boys Town. Riker Fife has not gone to a real good start here. The Grand Island product, he had the pick six early, and he's misfired on most of his passes today.
Yeah, so far I believe I've got him for... We've got 5 out of 8 for just 23 yards here for Riker Fife, and then, of course, that one big interception early in the first quarter.
All right, so now the North is going to have to punt the football away on fourth down and 17 yards to go from the 13-yard line. That's their own 13 here, so obviously we're going to get to a good field position here for the South. And the punter is going to be Fultz out of Grand Island. He kicks the ball away, a good high kick. A fair catch is called for and made at the South 49-yard line. So the South... able to grab the ball there on special teams. That was Brandon Rowley back there for Lincoln Southwest grabbing the ball. We didn't see that out of the North. They turned the ball over when they had a chance at returning a punt. They fumbled it away, and the South got the football, but they were unable to take advantage of it. We got a 7-3 ball game. If you're just joining us, this is the 54th annual Shrine Bowl football game today from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln on a picture-perfect day, a Chamber of Commerce-type day today in Lincoln as the fans enjoy the sunshine here today.
Wonderful day for football, and you know, talking a little bit about this South offense, we know we talked to how it hadn't got off to a great start so far, only 11 yards of total offense, But, Mike, they've had great field position to work with, and they've been able to pin the north back deep. They've had to work the long side of the field. So, you know, the south working short. We'll see what they're able to do on this drive.
Now Sam Brower, the product out of Seward, is going to be in there at quarterback for the south. And we're going to see Kyle Cunniford back out there for Adams Central. So that first group of running backs back out there, Kyle Cunniford, who is heading to the Navy after this ball game here today. Cunniford going to try to walk in for the Naval Academy and play football. So we could see a little bit more of Kyle Cunniford in the years ahead. Cunniford, of course, the product out of Adams Central, basically used as a blocking back in Bill Kylan's offense, but he's going to expect to run the football here today. In fact, they faked the ball to him now. Now Brower's got it, trying to get outside, and Brower is going to be stacked up a little if any game. I was going to mention on that first drive, the South is going to have to take advantage of every opportunity they get in this ball game, because I don't think this is going to be an offense that is going to march the ball 50, 60, 70 yards down against this North defense and score.
Yeah, and I think, Mike, as you're talking about this running style, this running attack, they've got multiple sets. You mentioned taking advantage of it, then maybe mix in a little passing. I think we have to start seeing that as we move along in this ball game. And just some short West Coast-style passes, you know, five-yard screens, get some slants over the middle.
All right, here's Brower. He's going to throw the football. He pumps once, and now he throws it to the far sideline. A man's way out of bounds, and the throw is way out of bounds. Not a very good throw there. The intended receiver is Ryan Leaf out there for Papillion La Vista. But that one was thrown way over his head and way out of bounds by Brower, the quarterback out of Seward. So an incomplete pass, and it's third down at about, 11 yards to go. Football is right at the 49-yard line of the South as they move from north to south here this afternoon.
And it didn't look like Brower was going to be looking anywhere else but that play down the sidelines. Mike Alex Williams, he broke straight down the field on a little fly route, and he had nothing but green in front of him. If Brower would have simply turned his head, looked at some other routes, he would have seen Williams wide open.
All right, it's a third down situation here for the South. As they look over that north defense again, Brower is up under center, two running backs in the backfield. And now they're going to hand the ball off on a sweep to the far side to the 45-yard line. That's going to be far short of a first down. Running the football there for the South was Eric, let's see, over there is 39, Eric Vugada out of Ralston. Ryan Reynolds from Lexington in on the stop there for the North defense. So on third down and long, that's a South offense. They go with a pretty safe sweep to the left side. It's about, 4 yards shy of a first down here. So fourth down here for the South, and they're going to have to punt the football away again.
A lot that's been made about the South defense, and right now the North pretty much holding the North to very few yards. So not what you'd expect from the speed of the North.
Yeah, we heard so much in the pregame hype about how good the South defense is. The North defense has also looked very good here this afternoon. Maybe a lack of offense, too, from the other side. Tyler Bash is going to be your kicker. Now we've got a timeout called here. A timeout is called in the second quarter of play. We'll take a break. 7:44 to play in quarter number two in the Shrine Bowl football game. It is the South out on top of the North. The score is 7-3. Okay, you can play
JSGK Catering is catered everywhere from weddings to cornfields. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244 for more information. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath would like to send out a big congratulations to Logan Rath. Remember JSGK Catering for your next special event. Our number again is 402-849-2244.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Ryan Reynolds from Lexington, Luke Lyons out of Norfolk Catholic, your deep men for the North. The South will punt the football away here on fourth down and about 6 yards to go from the 45-yard line. Here's the kick. It's going to angle to the far side. It's going to fall at the 12-yard line, and it goes into the end zone for the touchback. So a touchback here, and now the North offense will come back out. They have not done too much here with Riker Fife, the Grant Allen product, in there at quarterback. And we'll see if they're going to stay with Fife. We see Sam Fultz comes back out, a wide receiver out of Grand Island. So the North and the South here in the 54th annual Shrine Bowl football game, 7-3. the only touchdown of the ball game, the third play from the line of scrimmage. An interception returned for a score by Brad Simpson for the South. PAT was good. Then a 39-yard field goal by Drew Farley for the North. That's the way we stand at 7-3. Riker Fife stays in there at quarterback. They're going to hand the ball away. And again, nothing new in handing the ball away there for the North and running the football with Graham Dabney again. And the tackle is made by number 7, Drew Ott from Giltner. So Drew Ott getting his first taste at 11-man football, of course, playing 8-man football for Giltner. Him and Logan Rath, a couple of teammates on the South roster here in this Shrine Bowl football game, having a good time all week down at the South Camp in Crete. That was a pickup of 2 yards in a play. If that, we'll call it second down, 8 yards to go. The ball resting between the 21 and the 22. Riker Fife has got the ball. He throws it to the near side. That ball is going to be caught for the first down and then fumbled. Is it incomplete? Yes, it is. An incomplete pass. It was caught out here right near the numbers by Terry Grigsby, and it was broken up by Darian Barrientos Jackson out of Omaha Central, 6'1", 185-pounder. So Riker Fife right on the money there that time, but Grigsby could not hang on to it. As an incomplete pass, as the ball was jarred loose.
Good throw there, Mike. Just was not hauled in. Almost fortunate that he dropped it, though, because that might have been, if it was ruled a fumble, it would have been a quick turnover there.
Third down and about 8 yards to go. The North already with a couple of turnovers here in this ballgame. Riker Fife in there at quarterback again. He rolls to his left, holds the ball, and now throws it. It's going to be caught and dropped again at the 35-yard line. Out on the pattern that time was a Cole Waddle from Bishop Newman, and the passes are broken up by Brandon Riley out of Lincoln Southwest. So three plays and out, and the North will have to punt the football away in this Shrine Bowl football game. Fourth down and about 8 yards to go.
Those last two throws, kind of like Jeff mentioned, really good throws by Fike. He's putting it in a position that the South's not able to really get to it for the INT. That first one, obviously, good defensive pressure, jarred that ball loose. That second one, just a little bit to the outside and just out of the hands for what would have been a first down.
All right, here's an Islander into the ball game as Sam Foltz will punt the ball here for the North All-Stars. Good snap. Foltz will get into the football. It's going to be a low hanger here. It's going to be fielded this time at about the 35-yard line, back to the 40, 45, and brought down just short of the 50-yard line, up around the 47 or 48-yard line. So it is brought back there by Fernando Hildreth, and he will have the ball at the 48-yard line. Boys Town has got stars much like the Dallas Cowboys. Again, all these players wearing their respective individual schools' helmets, and they got a big old star on the Fernando Hildreth's helmet. They're the Cowboys, and they got the star out there. Now here's a penalty flag here on the near sideline, and it looks like it's going to be marched off here against the South All-Stars. It's going to be a hold on the South, so they're going to bring the football back. So what appeared to be very good field condition at the 48-yard line is going to be wiped out here as they bring the ball all the way back here to about the 28-yard line. And again, I don't think this is going to be an offense that can really drive the ball downfield. We'll see here today. We're down to 6:37 to play in the second quarter. We've seen no indication of any kind of offense today.
And that's a frustrating penalty for the South because the position that that flag was thrown in was not even close to the vicinity of the return. Absolutely no need for a block in the back on that return.
All right, McGinnis is going to be back in there at quarterback. We saw Brower out of Seward on the last possession, but now McGinnis is back in there. There's a handoff straight ahead against. He's just trying to pound the rock up inside. And they're running the football there. It was Eric Vogada from Ralston. So this is a short pickup. They're going to give him about 3 yards on the play. So second down at about 7 yards to go. Clock is running at the 6:20 mark. Jose Leon into the stop there out of Columbus for the North defense. So second down at about 7 yards to go. As the South continues to shuttle some players in on the far sideline, the South is located on the far side of the field, the North down here on the near side, the North wearing their new uniforms here for the Shrine Bowl football game with their red pants and their black tops here this afternoon. The South team more Husker road-like with the red pants and their white tops this afternoon. Here's McGinnis. He wants to throw the football, play action, pass. He's got a man out there. The ball's going to be caught at the 30, 25, 20, down to the 15-yard line. That was a nice pass by McGinnis. They get it down to Fernando Hildreth as he hauls it in. That was a huge gain for the South. And who says this is a boring offense, Tyson Urbanek, as they throw the ball downfield as Fernando Hildreth grabs the ball, and he takes it down to the 12-yard line. That's a first down.
And that's exactly what you do if you're the South. You lull the North defense to sleep with this pounded up the middle game. The cornerbacks, they start to get a little bit lighter on their feet. And then now there's a penalty flag on the play, and this one might be coming back, Mike.
It is coming back, the penalty flag on the far side of the field. Again, away from all the action, the penalty flag is down. That's going to wipe off the best play that we saw so far in this first half. A huge gain on the completed pass from Derek McGinnis down to Fernando Hildreth. They had the ball inside the 20-yard line. Penalty flag is back up here at the 28-yard line. And it's going to be a hold against that South defense, or South offense. So a holding call up inside, and one of the linemen, I assume, trying to protect the quarterback, Derek McGinnis, who threw a perfect pass down to Fernando Hildreth. He hauls it in. That would have been a huge play there for the South, but instead, now the South backed up here with 5:42 to play. They're looking at second down and 16 yards to go. Huge play there as they bring the ball back to the 18-yard line. So McGinnis comes up under center again. They've got the two running backs in the backfield. Off balanced lineup. Power set off to the left side as McGinnis wants to throw the ball again. This one is swatted down. Swatted down in the play, getting his hands in there for the North, I think, was David Goebel out of Omaha Creighton Prep, number 54, as he knocks that ball down. And it's going to bring up a third down situation now. Third down and about 21 yards to go. The football is at the 18-yard line.
And what a disheartening penalty. You go from the 15-yard line. You have 15 yards for the score, and now you're backed up almost at the exact same position on your own end of the field. And a complete switch of field there for the South, all off a holding penalty.
You're listening to the Shrine Bowl football game here today on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. And now they're going to go with two tight ends, and I like that wing set again. Only one running back in the backfield here for the South All-Stars. And now here's a reverse play goes to Fernando Hildreth trying to get outside, and he's collared from behind and thrown down. Getting over there and making the play for the North defense was number 12, Jake Saney. He's the product out of Blair that will be going to Ohio University. He makes a nice play out there on the right end as he brings down Fernando Hildreth for a loss, and now it's fourth down and a mile and a half to go.
They're trying to use Fernando Hildreth here. I mean, on that play-action pass, we got him down here, down to that 15, like Tyson had said. You know, they get him on that reverse. You know, they seem to be trying to do their pound and ground, but they also got athletes too. So we'll see how well they utilize Fernando Hildreth.
Fourth down and 21 yards to go. Here comes the punt again. It gets away. A high kick is going to be fielded here at the 39-yard line. The ball pops loose again. It is loose, and I think the South is on top of it. Big scramble here at the 42-yard line. The third turnover of the ball game as the North muffs their second punt of this ball game. The South is back on top of the ball. They'll have it first down and 10 at the 41-yard line. Another huge break for the South.
And you mentioned it, special teams. The North really struggling with the special teams there, and that was just... You just tried to make a cut up the middle, and the ball pops right out, really right into a South player who had excellent punt coverage on the play. He was right on top of the football, Mike.
Guess who? Fernando Hildreth.
Kyle Hooper was the guy who coughs up the pig, and Fernando Hildreth gets down to recover the fumble down here at the 41-yard line. So this is the third turnover for the North. But, hey, if you're a North player or a North coach, you got to look up and count your blessings. You're only down 7-3 in the ball game, and you're losing the turnover battle 3-0. So now the South offense comes back out here. Here's a quick throw by McGinnis, comes out to the near side. It's caught here by Brandon Daly out of Lincoln Southwest. That is going nowhere. That's a loss in the play back here at the 45-yard line. So a completed pass that's going to be thrown for a loss here. DJ Avant Jr. out of the stop there, as well as Daniel Rico out of the stop for the North defense. Here's another pass as McGinnis wants to throw. Now he's under pressure. Rolls to his left, cocks the arm, throws the ball. It's going to be caught down here at the 25-yard line. So he buys time. McGinnis buys time. He finds his man down there at the 21-yard line or 25-yard line. Brandon Riley hauls it in, and the tackle is made in there by number 18, Daniel Feichert out of Elkhorn. So a completed pass, and now we're seeing Derek McGinnis from Crete High School throwing the pig around a little bit. First down and 10 yards to go. The football is down here at the 25-yard line of the North. We're late in the second quarter. The South has got the lead by a score of 7-3. There's a pass. He's going to be caught at the 7-yard line, battling inside the 5 down to about the 4. That pass is caught there down the field, and that's going to be Fernando Hildreth again. Fernando Hildreth grabs the ball. We're down to 3:50 to play. Tom Pites into the stop, and now the South going with maybe a little bit of a hurry-up offense here as they go without a huddle on first down and goal down here at about the 4-yard line. So a completed pass from McGinnis down to Fernando Hildreth. There's a little swing pass. They bring it out here out to the 8-yard line, battling to the 5, 3, 2, 1, stretching for the end zone. Did they get in? No, his knee goes down at the 1. A completed pass comes out here to Andy Janovich, who has had a great defensive first half. Now receiving the ball there is a fullback, Mitch McCann, into the stop. And now the South again wants to run this hurry-up type of offense. Second down and goal. The football is at the 1-yard line of the North as they just go straight ahead with their quarterback, and they take it into the end zone for the touchdown. They take it into the end zone for the touchdown, and that's going to be Drew Ott. Drew Ott takes the snap there and takes it into the end zone for the touchdown from 1 yard out. So we've seen Drew on the defensive side of things. There they line him up at quarterback, and they just direct snap, and the big guy just powers into the end zone for the score.
Beautiful set formation there from the South. You want to use a big athlete like Drew Ott going to the University of Iowa, that all-star product out of Giltner. Hey, he can play basketball. He can play track. And apparently a little bit of quarterback, too, on that quarterback sneak.
All right, here's the extra point. The ball is down. The kick is up, and the kick goes sailing through the uprights. It is good. So the South again cashing in on a muff punt from the North special teams, and the South takes it in from 1 yard out on a touchdown by Giltner native Drew Ott. We have got a timeout, 3:17 to play here in the first half from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. The score is the South 14, the North 3.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports. And it's the same with business. Tom Dinsdale Automotive works hard to earn your trust, your business, and your recommendations to others. Proud to support all of our area athletes. Congratulations from Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island. At the corner of Stolley and Webb in Grand Island, and you can browse their inventory 24/7 online at DinsdaleAuto.com.
Cole Waddle drops back deep. He's a product out of Bishop Newman. Danny O'Boyle from Gehring also back deep after the kickoff. They're down here at the 5-yard line. Here comes the run up and the boot. And it's going to go to the far side. It's going to be fielded there at about the 8-yard line. That's O'Boyle bringing the ball back across the 20 to the 25. Still on his feet. Brings the ball to the 29 to the 30-yard line. Well, he is tackled right there by the South. Down there was Ethan Wright out of Beatrice. So first down now for the North. They've got 3 minutes and 11 seconds to work. So three turnovers here for the North. The South has been able to cash in twice on turnovers. They've got a 14-3 ball game. And the South not with much offense today, but just enough. They've got the lead.
And let's go back to that scoring drive there. You mentioned that the South's got a lot of these athletes, a lot of these bigger guys on the offense. And then Drew Ott takes a snap from center, and he stuffs it in there for the 1-yard touchdown run. And that gives the South the 14-3 lead with 3 minutes to go.
All right, here's a Riker 5. He stays in there at quarterback. There's a quick pitch play to the far side. That's going nowhere. Jordan Nelson, the ball carrier out of Omaha Burke. He brings the ball from about the 30-yard line out to about the 32. Trey Foster in on the stop for Lincoln Southeast. Lincoln Southeast product for the South defense. Second down and 8 yards to go, so not a whole lot of creativity out of any offense yet. We saw the flea flicker from the North on the very first play of the ball game, and now they've kind of settled into a more of a rushing attack here this afternoon. Second down and 8 yards to go. The football is at their own 32-yard line. Riker Fife with the ball. Cocks the arm. Throws the ball out here. It's caught by Grigsby at the 37-yard line and drug down at the 38. So a quick little pass there, but stopped there by the South. Brad Simpson, the guy who had that interception for a return for a touchdown. And also Darian Barrientos Jackson over here from Omaha Central making the stop on Terry Grigsby from Omaha North. They pick up, let's see, out to the 38-yard line. So it's going to bring up a third down and 2 situation. Not much time here. 2 minutes and 6 seconds to play. We're in the second quarter with the South out on top by a score of 14-3 here this afternoon. Riker Fife with the ball. Quick pitch again. Goes to the far side. Across the 35 to the 40, and chopped down there. A quick pitch goes to the far side. Jordan Nelson from Omaha Burke carrying the ball. And Fernando Hildreth again over there defensively for the South. Boy, how many times have we called his name today? He's a good-looking product of Fernando Hildreth out of Boys Town.
He's reminding me a lot of course, the Husker great that graduated this year, Levante David, that ball hawk linebacker that's always around the football. You look for the football, you're looking for Fernando Hildreth.
Boy, that's some nice accolades there, Fernando. I'm sure we'll appreciate that. First down and 10. They gave him the first down. They had to bring the ball to the 40, and he breaks it just across the 40. So a first down here for the North offense. Riker Fife with the ball again. Cox the arm, looks left side, throws the ball down deep, and it's going to be overthrown. Down around the 30-yard line, through into double coverage, really. The South back there, no problems. And downfield was Grigsby again from Omaha North. Darian Barrientos Jackson again in the coverage for the South defense. Clock is stopped with a minute and 38 seconds to play in the Shrine Bowl football game. We're in the second quarter of play from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Good to have the Pig back again, huh? And this, they kind of moved this Shrine Bowl football game around. It used to be late in July, then they moved it up early in July. And I think this is the first time we've had it now in June, but a good setting here today.
Hey, you just tell me when I need to show up for this game. I'll make the road trip with you, Mike.
All right, second down and 10 yards to go. Here's Riker Fife. The Islander throws it across the middle. It's incomplete. That was just going to be a short little pass here. The intended receiver was number 28, Graham Navity, but the South all over that one again. That's Andy Janovich from Gretna. That was right there. That was only going to be about a 2-yard pass. He was at the 42-yard line, so an incomplete pass. Third down now. Third down and 10 yards to go. 1:33 to play.
Speaking about that Shrine Bowl, that date's been moved up a lot because of these kids. You know, they're D1 athletes. They need to get to summer camps and stuff. And so a lot of the coaches, you know, some of the better players like Sam Cotton this year, not going to see the playing field. But the reason being is because they want to get these kids on and honor them for their achievements.
All right, third down and 10 yards to go. Riker Fife with the ball, throws it across the middle. It's tipped and almost intercepted. It was incomplete. They tipped it across the middle. That was Brad Simpson again. Boy, he's been all over the place too. Brad Simpson, the product out of Ralston. Bo Lack is back there as well for the South defense. So another drive that goes virtually nowhere for the North. They pick up one first down, and that is it. Now it's fourth down. Fourth down and 10 yards to go. Now with a minute and 29 seconds to play here in the second quarter, they'll have to punt the football away again. So it's the North offense, surprisingly enough, that is struggling a little bit here this afternoon. They had the wide open attack that they were going to try to initiate in this ball game, and so far it's running like a 38 Studebaker. It's a fourth down and 10 yards to go. Sam Foltz will kick the football away. High kick. It's going to angle off to the far sideline. And it's going to be dropping at the 13, and it goes out of bounds on the far side. Back there was a Brandon Riley trying to get into position. He signals for the fair catch, but does not make it. It goes out of bounds down here at about the 13 or 14-yard line, which is where they spot the football. And now the South will come back out in their own territory at a minute and 20 seconds to play. They can spot it right at the 15, so you go 85 yards with a score here.
A quick note to all of you kids at home trying to return punts. I had this very same lesson that was handed to me. Never run backwards and try to return a punt like that. It does not end well. That one almost touched the punt returner there. Could have easily been the North ball here at the 15-yard line, but luckily for the South, it goes out of bounds.
All right, so the South will come back out, and that's going to be McInnes. He's going to come back out. He throws the ball to the far side. It's going to be caught again out to the 20-yard line, sliding down and grabbing that ball out there. I think was Hildreth again. Yeah, Fernando Hildreth. Over there in coverage was a DJ Abbott Jr. out of Omaha North. Now the South going with this hurry-up offense. It worked a little bit better on that last series. And now here's McInnes, a crossing pattern. It's going to be caught there across the 25 to the 30. 35 still on his feet out to the 40, out to the 41-yard line. That's a Brandon Riley carrying the ball there on the completed pass. Slant across the middle as they bring it out to the 41. Tackle is made by Tom Pites of the North defense. Now with 54 seconds to play, the South might start thinking about points here. They're 60 yards away from the goal line as they have moved the ball up to in between the 40 and 41-yard line. McInnes again drops back to throw. Throws it far side. It's going to be caught and out of bounds. Taking the ball to the far side. And that's going to be out of bounds. And that's Fernando Hildreth again. Boy, is there more than one guy named Fernando Hildreth out there today? He picks up 9 yards as they bring the ball to the 50. Still plenty of time. 47 seconds to go. Again, the South going without a huddle, and this has kind of confused the North defense here this afternoon. The South has had great success with this no-huddle offense. Now McInnes wants to throw, but he's got to tuck and run as he brings the ball to the 50 to the 49-yard line of the North. Now the clock will run with 37 seconds to play. Save Von Miller out of Lincoln High in on that last stop there for the North defense. Now we're looking at second down and a yard to go. The ball between the 49 and the 50 as they work with it now in North territory. Down to 35 seconds to go. McGinnis looking over the defense from the shotgun set. McGinnis has got the ball. He backs up, surveys the field, rolls to his left, cocks the arm, throws the ball caught. Fernando Hildre at 35, down to the 30, spins to the 25-yard line and moves the ball down to the 23. Tackle is made in there by the North defense, and that's Daniel Feichert, I think, of Elkhorn, as they bring the ball down here to about the 24-yard line. Another catch and run there by Fernando Hildreth as he takes the ball down to the 24. Now 22 seconds to play here in the second quarter. The South working north to south here late in the second period. Here's McGinnis again, the quarterback out of Crete, stands in the pocket, throws to the far side. It's going to be caught down there at the 13-yard line. Catch is made there by Sam Brower out of Seward. Sam Brower out of Seward making the catch down there. He was in that quarterback earlier in this quarter. Ryan Reynolds out of Lexington into the stop for the North defense. So they have moved the ball from their own territory, the 15-yard line, and now they've moved it all the way down here to the North 13. And we've got 13 seconds to play. So the offense that we thought was a three-yard in a cloud of dust type of offense, they've thrown the ball, and they've looked good here on this drive as they move it all the way down here to the 13-yard line.
They've been using, you know, their 3 years in a cloud of dust, but they've been using Brandon Riley, the big, fast guy. He's going to be a walk-on in Nebraska. And Fernando Hildreth, I mean, these guys just been running short. Get these guys on the run, on these slants, use their athleticism, and boy, is it paying off.
And the forces that, another thing with that no-huddle offense that they're that they've been providing, they started that entire first quarter and really much of the second quarter out in that slow huddle, get back to the line, run the ball up the middle, and then all of a sudden late in the second quarter, you notice the South kind of turned it on. They went with that no-huddle, really have caught the North by surprise. They scored their first touchdown, their first touchdown drive, was scored off the no-huddle offense, and they're looking to do it again here with just 13 seconds to play.
All right, you probably have a couple of shots at the end zone here. 13 seconds to go. It's first down and 10. Derek McGinnis, the Creek quarterback in there. He backs up, surveys the field again. Here comes the pressure. He throws it away. It was under pressure there by the North, and coming off of the corner was David Goble out of Omaha Creighton Prep. We're down to 8 seconds to play. McGinnis did the right thing there, not doing anything stupid, just threw the football away. Now the officials getting together over there. Was a flag? Evidently not. Just having a conference of some sort there. Maybe find out what everybody wanted for now. There is a penalty down.
And I think they're going to get him on not getting out of the pocket before he threw that football. Could be intentional grounding here.
That would be a huge penalty, an intentional grounding. And now the officials conferring here at the 13. McGinnis was kind of pleading his case there, but we'll see what the officials come up with here. It was first down and 10 from the 13-yard line as the officials continue to talk here today. You're listening to the 54th Annual Shrine Bowl football game on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
And I think McGinnis is trying to say that he had a receiver in the vicinity, and we'll see here if the referees agree.
They're going to march off a penalty here, and it's going to be a 10-yard penalty as they bring the ball back to the 21-yard line. And they never did signal to us. Now they are. It's going to be an intentional grounding call. So an intentional grounding call there on Derek McGinnis trying to avoid the sack as got tremendous pressure off of the corner from David Goble. And it's going to bring up a second down situation. Now, more importantly, 8 seconds to play here in the second quarter. It's a 14-3 ball game. The South out on top. And now the South trying to run a new player into the ball game, a late player. He comes in, he lines up as a wideout to the right side. McGinnis wants to throw the football. He's going to run it. He's across the 25 and brought down to the 22-yard line. Brought down to the 22. That's Goble again. Now we're down to 2 seconds to play. And now the South wants to call a timeout. So what looked like a promising drive and maybe a chance at least six here, the South is going to have to call a timeout. And they're going to take a field goal attempt coming up here with 2 seconds to play here in the second quarter in a 14-3 ball game.
Yeah, when you're lined up that close, they were 12 yards away. You have 8 seconds. I mean, that's a really great opportunity to put five out there and really spread around and try to find some space in the end zone. You can find that space with 8 seconds. A lot harder to get down the field when you've got 30 yards to go. McGinnis drops for the sack there, and it's at 2 seconds left. Smart play by the South, and we might get a chance for a field goal before the half ends. Mike.
Yeah, the South started this drive at their own 15-yard line, moved it right downfield here with their no-huddle type of offense. It has confused that North defense a little bit here this afternoon. But when the chips are on the table, the North defense rises to the occasion here, and they stop the South here. Now they're going to have a field goal attempt. This will be a 39-yard field goal attempt. So So we have a 39-yard field goal attempt here for the South to try to tack on three more points. The kicker here for the South is going to be a Tyler Bash out of Papillion La Vista South. From the far side hash mark, ball is down. The kick is up. The kick is going to be long enough. It's end over end as it sails toward the uprights. It is good. A 39-yard field goal. The last play of the second quarter will give the South a 17-3 lead here at halftime. So a 39-yard field goal as time expires in the second quarter is our final play as Tyler Bash from Papillion La Vista South. Bash has went through the uprights here in the second quarter. We have reached halftime of the Shrine Bowl football game today. We'll take a break with the score, the South 17, the North 3.
It's time for CPI Mr. Tire's Tire Sale. The Mastercraft Strategy is long wearing, quiet riding, and on sale starting at $85 each. The Cooper CS4 Touring has all-weather dependability and starting at only $90 each. The Cooper Discoverer AT3 gives you stability for your light truck starting at $125 each. CPI Mr. Tire includes free mounting, balancing, rotation, and road hazard warranty, and they're close to you all across central Nebraska.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your body and collision repair specialist and is proud to support area sports. Play well and be proud. Todd's Body and Glass would like to take this opportunity to congratulate all the players and the coaches that are playing in this year's Shrine Bowl game. Everybody's proud of you. Todd's Body and Glass at 514 12th Street in Aurora. Call 402-694-4123. That's 402-694-4123. Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora.
Mike Will, Tyson Ervronik, and Jeff Babel, the pride and joy of O'Neill High back here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. We're at halftime of the Shrine Bowl football game. 17-3 is the score. The South out on top. The North has got three turnovers here in the first half. The South, none. It's been a story of the ball game. The South has been able to cash in.
And I believe we talked about this exact same storyline during last year's Shrine Bowl, Mike. The turnovers were hurting the North. They're hurting them again here in this 54th annual Shrine Bowl. And the problem with the turnovers for the North side is they're coming in very critical areas of the field. They've given the South great field position. And you saw there on that last drive, it's going to be very interesting to see what the North is going to do in this second half, at least defensively, because now the South has found a way to move that ball downfield and move that ball downfield very quickly. Only a minute 15, they were starting at their 15. And then they had a very great opportunity to get another touchdown there at the 12-yard line before that intentional grounding penalty. So we'll see what kind of adjustments the North side makes here on the defensive side of the ball. And really, you've got to preach limiting the turnovers, being smart with that football. You know, early on, that interception was very costly when they threw that ball right into the hands of the South defender. He was able to take that in for the first score of the game. And the South really hasn't looked back. The North showed some promising signs early on. But let's go through some of these stats here as we have Riker Fife, of course, that highly touted product coming out of Grand Island Senior High. As he's playing against players of more competitive, more competition, you've got an all-star game like this. No longer are you the stud on campus. You're not that big man on campus anymore. You're playing against talented defensive players from all of these schools. Having some trouble here as he's only 6 for 16 with 30 yards passing. Not the kind of performance I was expecting out of Riker Fife. I thought he was going to be challenging some Tyson Brockmeyer numbers. I thought he would be sort of at that stat or at least over 100 yards. It's McGinnis on the other side of things, however, for the South, who have really saw a late second quarter success, as he has now thrown for over 108 yards on 11 passing attempts for McGinnis. Really good game out of him. The only passing attempt, of course, for Brower was an incomplete pass, so all of the pass completions have gone from McGinnis for 108 yards and even threw one towards Brower. So Brower getting in on the accident, that receiver slot, too.
All right, 17-3 is the score with the South out on top of the North in this Shrine Bowl football game. And, Jeff, your thoughts on the first half?
It's a game of turnovers and penalties for me. You know, the North, they've had those three huge turnovers. And then in the South, they've had three key penalties where if it wasn't for those three penalties, you know, like you said, that holding play or basically flip field position, you know, this game could be a lot worse than 17-3. But you got to be happy if you're in the North being only down two touchdowns despite turning the ball over three times.
So 17-3 is the score here at halftime. The South out on top of the North in the Shrine Bowl football game. We'll have more as we continue on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Sometimes it's not about what you know, but who you know. For instance, you know your local Farm Bureau agent, and Farm Bureau agents know health insurance. You know you need health insurance, and we'll work with you to find the coverage that's right for you. So give us a call today. You know where to find us.
In Hastings, contact Marty DeMuth at 402-463-2111. When you need health insurance, Marty DeMuth knows health insurance.
Securities and services offered through FBO Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
The lot is full at Killian Motors in Kearney. GMC trucks, half-tons, Terrains, Acadias, Yukons, Denalis. See dealer for rebates, 0% financing on select models, and trade assistance on select models. Killian Motors, your oldest South Central Nebraska GMC dealer. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Mike Wilkes, Tyson Ivronik, and Jeff Babel back here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. The 54th annual Shrine Bowl football game today. Here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Scoring in the ball game, the third play from the line of scrimmage, Riker Fife throws a pick six. Brad Simpson picks him off and returns it 18 yards for the touchdown. The point after was good. So at 10:38 to play in quarter number one, the South jumped out on top of the North by a score of 7-0. North then got the football back. They put together a 12-play, 6-minute, and 36-yard drive that finally stalled out. They had to settle for a 39-yard field goal from Drew Farley, the All-State kicker, as he knocks one home from 39 yards out with 4:42 to play in the first quarter. It was 7-3 in favor of the South. Then the North muffs a punt. It was recovered by the South. And with a 3:17 to play in quarter number two, Drew Ott from Giltner punches it in from 1 yard out on a quarterback sneak. That gave the South a 14-3 lead after the PAT was good. And then in the final play of the second quarter was a Tyler Bash knocking home a 39-yard field goal for the South, and that's the way we have it here at halftime. A score 17-3 with the South out on top of the North here this afternoon. The South has won the last two Shrine Bowl football games. Last year, high-scoring affair, 41-20 in favor of the South. Year before that, 28-13 in favor of the South. And in 2009, more of a defensive struggle like we're seeing here today with the North beating the South by a score of 19-16. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we hope to get a couple of words from the executive director of the Shrine Bowl of Nebraska, Steve Nelson. He'll be joining us in the booth there this afternoon. Hopefully get a couple of words with him. Of course, all the proceeds from the game go to the Shriners Hospital, and we talked to a lot of players throughout the week when we were down to media days the other day in both Crete and also in Lincoln. And one thing they brought up is the experience that they had. Both of these teams had a chance to go to the Shriners Hospital in St. Louis this week, and they brought back stories about some of the patients they saw there, and that's really what the ball game is all about. Not about winning and losing today. It's about who they're trying to benefit, and that's the kids down at the Shriners Hospital.
And I think it puts a lot of things in perspective for you, Mike, especially when you talk with Kyle Cutterford, of course, the Adams Central fullback that's going to be going to the Naval Academy. You know, he's going to be going into the Armed Forces. He plays fullback at Adams Central. He has guys coming at him at 100 miles an hour. The one word that really stood out to me when he was talking about these patients at the Shriners Hospital was courage. The courage that they have, that they don't get discouraged, that they don't take for granted, they don't take any pity. And these kids in these Shriners Hospitals, this is what this game's all played for. And I think the players know that and are having a great experience because of that.
Jeff, I think we talked to several of the players this week at both camps, and that's one thing they just brought up. There's going to be long-lasting memories from that, not only that visit to St. Louis, but just what they had all week long between each other.
Right. It was an experience of a lifetime, not only with the Shriners Hospital, you know, seeing all these inspirational kids. You know, some kids have, you know, over 75 surgeries, you know, and you see, you know, what they go through, and you think, oh, you know, my bumps and bruises aren't so bad, you know. The kid you see them smiling and that makes you feel better. They say, you know, the weak legs so the, or the strong walk, so the weak, the strong run so the weak can walk, and that seems to be the theme here with the Shriners kids, and those kids go through a lot. So for the kids that are playing in this game, this you know that they're thinking about them the whole time down there, and that's what's special. And this whole thing is about the Shriner kids.
We'll get more from Steve coming up. He's making some ceremonial appearances out on the field right now. He'll be back up in the booth, and hopefully we'll get more about the Shriners Hospital coming up in just a couple of minutes with Steve. We're at halftime of the Shrine Bowl football game here this afternoon. The South out on top of the North by a score of 17-3. We'll have more right after this.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and it's the same with business. Tom Dinsdale Automotive works hard to earn your trust, your business, and your recommendations to others. Proud to support all of our area athletes, congratulations from Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island. At the corner of Stolly and Webb in Grand Island, and you can browse their inventory 24/7 online at dinsdaleauto.com.
JSGK Catering is catered everywhere from weddings to cornfields. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244 for more information. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath would like to send out a big congratulations to Logan Rath. Remember JSGK Catering for your next special event. Our number again is 402-849-2244.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
All right, back at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, being entertained here at halftime in the stadium by the Masonic All-Star Marching Alumni Band here as they perform in front of a pretty good crowd on hand for the 54th Annual Shrine Bowl football game here this afternoon. If you're just joining us, three turnovers for the North in the first half of play, a pick six, a couple of muff punts. The South has been able to take advantage of that, and they've got a 17-3 lead over the North here this afternoon. I guess if you look forward to the second half, as this game usually wears on, it usually gets slower and slower. I think you saw the best football there in the first half of play, and we'll see what happens in the second half.
Well, what I'm really interested to see what the South's going to do here, Mike, is you notice that they've been really rotating their running backs. They have a couple sets of different running backs. That's going to keep them fresh. So when we normally see the game start to wind down in the third and fourth quarters, see a lot of tired legs, the offense starts to stall out a little bit, maybe the South's going to be a little bit fresher, but going to be able to run that football a little bit better and to wear down that North defense, who has, by the way, been playing on their heels this entire second quarter as the South brought out that no-huddle offense. So, and that's another thing about this South team that I wanted to discuss a little bit. And, Jeff, we talked about this on the write-up. I mean, here's a South squad that we were going to be talking about that's going to ground it out, going to pound up the middle, play that smash-mouth-style football that we love here in the state of Nebraska. And then they come out in that second quarter and start throwing the pig around. They have more passing yards than they have rushing yards, 108 yards in the air, only 20 on the ground from the South. And I believe the North actually leads them in rushing yards by about 13 yards, so 33 yards on the ground for the North, 20 yards on the ground for the South. A little bit of different ballgame than we expected.
Right, and it all starts with Fernando Hildreth and Brandon Riley, more so Hildreth. They've been running these short little passing routes, and they've used their athleticism to get into space. So you're expecting these little 3 yards and a cloud of dust is what we've been using here to describe it. But those two receivers have just been all in the back secondary of the North. So really not what you expected, but, you know, those kids are athletes. They'll do whatever it has to take to make some plays.
The best play of the first half was wiped off by a penalty. That long pass down here to Fernando, it was stopped at the 15-yard line, about a 60-yard pass. It was brought back because of a holding call. So that was the best play of the game. And right now a 17-3 contest in favor of the South here this afternoon. Again, we expect to see Steve Nelson up here, the executive director of the Shrine Bowl of Nebraska. We'll get him in here before the second half gets underway here this afternoon. One thing we haven't mentioned yet is the walk-ons from Nebraska. The people that are becoming to Nebraska as walk-ons, they include Brandon Riley out of Lincoln Southwest, Andy Janovich out of Gretna, Trey Foster out of Lincoln Southeast, Dylan Utter out of Papillion La Vista, Garrett Johns out of Aurora, and Ross Desuris out of Plattsburgh. Those guys are all on the south roster here this afternoon. And the north roster also with some guys that will be walking on for Bo Pelini and the staff here at Nebraska. They include Sam Foltz out of Grand Island, also Riker Fife out of Grand Island, Jordan Nelson out of Omaha Burke, Graham Nabity out of Elkhorn, also Cole Waddle out of Bishop Newman, Mitch McCann out of Omaha Burke, all walking on for the Huskers. And Bo Pelini called it maybe the most talented class of walk-ons that he has had since he's been here at Nebraska, so a talented group. Maybe some of these guys we're seeing here this afternoon, Jeff, going to be playing for the Huskers. Probably not next year and probably not the year after that, but maybe they'll get some playing time in a couple of years ahead.
Yeah, typically with the walk-on program, you won't see those guys until probably year 3, 4, 5. Like you said today, we've had Andy Vjanovic. We've been calling his name like crazy today. Hopefully, you know, in 3, 4 years, we'll be hearing his name here on Lincoln on Saturdays.
All right, we'll take a break here. We're at halftime of the Shrine Bowl football game. We'll take a break and be back. You're listening to the Shrine Bowl on Classic. It's 98.9 KKPR.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of Giltner and all area sports.
He's got some running room. Touchdown, Giltner!
Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other delicious menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon. The Sittin' Bull Saloon would like to take this opportunity to say good luck to all the area players and coaches playing in today's Shrine Bowl game.
Trying to pass it, gives it the end zone, got it!
Sittin' Bull, located in downtown Giltner.
And welcome back to Memorial Stadium here in Lincoln. Tyson Ivronik with you as we are at halftime here of the Shrine Bowl Football Classic, the 54th annual Shrine Bowl Classic. South leads it 17-3 here against the North, and I am proud to be joined by the executive director of the Shrine Bowl here in Nebraska, Steve Nelson. He joins us. Steve, thank you so much for your time.
I appreciate being here. Thanks.
Steve, let's talk a little bit about this Shrine Bowl Classic. Really kind of the big factor here, all the proceeds going to the Shriners Hospitals. Talk just a little bit about the Shriner Hospital and what these are all about.
Well, the Shrine Hospitals are a big part of the Shrine organization. A lot of us like to say without the hospitals, we're really not much of an organization. And we're very proud of our 22 hospitals across the nation that treat orthopedic problems for kids, burn patients, cleft palate repair. We take care of kids worldwide at those 22 hospitals.
And talking just a little bit about this All-Star Classic, from your standpoint, for all of these players coming together on this field and playing for that, playing for the Shrine Hospitals, talk about your emotions on that side of things.
You know, it really is. I get the privilege every year of joining one of the teams at the hospital trip. This year, I went with the North team to St. Louis. You really see some young men that figure out that they're playing for something just bigger than themselves, bigger than their high school, bigger than their hometown. And they walk away with a very good feeling about what they're doing. And a lot of them make some lifelong friends from these kids that they visit.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We're talking a little bit, and I was talking with one of our players on the south side of things. He mentioned that courage that those kids at the Shriners Hospitals have, really kind of putting things in perspective. I mean, you're running around here on the football field at 100 miles an hour, mm-hmm. and sometimes your aches and pains just don't seem as bad after you take that trip to St. Louis.
Yeah, you see kids that struggle to walk, and a lot of them, it's really heart-touching. You get a really perspective of how lucky you have it as an athlete and myself as a parent, and it really makes me feel good about the job the Shrine Bowl does, and both in raising funds for those hospitals and getting the word out that what we do, we are always looking for patients. It's no kid will be turned down that we can help, regardless of financial ability to pay. We're very happy to sponsor kids, and we're looking for kids that we can help.
And talking just a little bit about that, looking for kids that you guys can help, talk a little bit from the parent standpoint. What do they have to do to get their kids involved in this?
Contact the Shrine Bowl office. Look us up at anyshrinebowl.org. we'll get somebody in touch with you. We're looking for kids that we can sponsor. Anybody that's got a orthopedic injury, a burn, cleft lip, a spinal cord injury, we can get them treated. We can get them expert help at no cost to the parent.
Talking once again at halftime here of the Shrine Bowl, the 54th annual Nebraska Shrine Bowl Classic. It is the South 17, the North 3, about 5 minutes left here. But we have Steve Nelson, the executive director of the Shrine Bowl for Nebraska. We're talking a little about the Shriners Hospitals for Children. And we mentioned about the proceeds from this Shrine Bowl Classic going back to the Shriners Hospitals. But there are other ways that you can make donations to the Shriners Hospitals.
Absolutely. Shriners Hospital for Children has a great website. There's ability to make donations there. A lot of what drives our donations is wills and bequests made for estates. It takes us actually $2 million a day to run our 22 hospitals.
Wow. And talking a little bit about, you mentioned the movement, this movement analysis lab. I think that's a big part of the Shriners Hospital. I wanted to get your insight of this movement analysis lab and what this is all about.
Well, it's to help kids with their gait. They're computerized. They're learning how to make kids walk right, and with the leg braces that they wear and the artificial limbs, it really gives a kid the ability to learn how to walk and walk correctly. If you saw our two co-captains down on the field today, honorary co-captains, they get along great today, and 20 years ago, they would be in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm. And talking just a little bit about that, so the movement side of things, as you're learning how to work with these braces, as you're learning how to be more mobile, what's sort of the extended stay, what's sort of the stay period here for some of these patients? Does it kind of vary?
You know what, it's overnight anymore. You know,
really?
How all the medical stuff is done. It's their kids maybe one or two nights in the hospital. A lot of times they can do these surgeries on kids so amazing. One of the neat things about Shriners is we transport the kids to this hospital so they can get the care. We've got vans every day that drive kids to and from the Shrine hospitals, and we have drivers that take them up there. You know, their average stay is really, unless it's a very major surgery, is less than a day or two.
Mm-hmm. Once again, the Shriners Hospitals for Children, that's what all the proceeds from this Shrine Bowl are going towards. Steve Nelson is the executive director for the Shrine Bowl here in Nebraska. Steve, once again, that information, if you want to get in contact, if you need these services that the Shriners Hospitals offers, how do you go about doing that?
Look us up, anyshrinebowl.org. We've got a lot of great information about the game. There's links to our hospitals. Our phone number's on there. Our office is staffed every day from 8 to noon. We'd be happy to hear from anybody we could help.
Steve Nelson, of course, the one final question I've got for you. 17-3 lead here from the South. How do you see this second half panning out?
You know, I kind of hate seeing a team get two scores on two turnovers like that, but it's a good game. I'm hoping the North can come back, make it close, and let's have a real close finish here at the end. But the real winner is the kids. It's I talked to a lot of players who have played in the game, and some of them even forget who won the game.
Mm-hmm.
So we sure want to see an entertaining game for the fans, but we know who the winner is in the end.
You bet. Steve Nelson, the executive director for the Shrine Bowl Classic here in Nebraska, the Shrine Bowl Football Classic. Steve, thank you so much for your time and all the information that you provided to us. This is my second year out here at the Shrine Bowl, and I have a blast coming out here every year. So we appreciate all the work that you guys do in putting on this event, and it truly is a successful event for these kids.
We appreciate the media support, and we really, really think we've got a great game here. It's really the premier all-star game in Nebraska, and we want to keep it that way. And thanks for you guys to broadcast it.
All right, Steve, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
That's Steve Nelson. He is the executive director of the Shrine Bowl Classic here in Nebraska. Still plenty of halftime entertainment on the way. We are just about 3 minutes away from kickoff. We will take a quick 60-second timeout and be back with more coverage as we count down to the kickoff of the second half. It's the South 17, the North 3. You're listening to the 54th Annual Shrine Bowl on Classic Hits 98.9.
Not all lawn and landscape companies are created equal. Hire the professional company the first time. Call Johnson Lawn and Landscape at 237-LAWN. Property maintenance, including mowing, shrub trimming, and mulching. Sprinkler install with service and repair after the sale. Landscaping from new design and install to improving the look of your current landscape with services such as sod installation, trees, plants, and boulders. Visit JohnsonLawnAndLandscape.com or call 237-LAWN. See the pros at Johnson Lawn and Landscape first.
We love high school sports, Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
All right, back here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln as we get closer to the second half of this one. The South with the lead over the North by the score of 17-3 here this afternoon. Well, as we look forward to the second half, wow, it's been the South that's been doing some different things out there today. They've been moving the ball through the air. And the North, I think you got to be frustrated if you're a North, if you're in charge of the North offense. He came in with all this hype and all this potential on the north side of the football. They have yet to make a big play in this ballgame.
Well, the frustrating thing comes especially after, Mike, that they when they chewed up 6 minutes and 30 seconds and drove the ball nearly 60 yards and only came away with the field goal. I think that really discouraged the North and what they were trying to do. They've got to come in. If they want to come back and potentially win this football game, they've got to start airing that football out a little bit more and more quicker drops. We haven't seen the quick drops. We've seen the scrambling around, getting flustered a little bit in that pocket, not really making your right throws. Riker 5 has to get it going here in the second half if, indeed, he does come out on the north side of things.
Riker threw a pick six on his third play from the line of scrimmage this afternoon. And it didn't seem like he's been in sync, I think, ever since.
Yeah, it did seem like that kind of flustered him right off the top of the inning. I thought maybe during that second drive they might have got it going a little bit. You saw a little bit shorter passes. Getting to that shovel pass was working really well for the north side of things earlier. But I think you get all of the emotions when you're playing with these D1 caliber athletes on both sides of the football. A lot of emotions. You can get flustered, especially right after kickoff, and that's exactly what happened. He simply did not see Simpson that was hanging out in that linebacker, sort of a kind of a spy linebacker position, and threw it right into his chest. Simpson had an easy walk-in for 6 points. On the south side of things, that's what got the South going early. They haven't looked back since.
As far as the local players are concerned, Kyle Cutterford of Adams Central, he has been in the ball game, has not carried the ball yet for the South offense. We've seen Drew Ott in the ball game, both offensively and defensively. Drew also in there. It's a quarterback, take a snap and got in for a one-yard quarterback sneak for a touchdown. So we have seen plenty from Drew, both offensively and defensively. We just expect to see more of the players in the second half of play as we continue to wind down. Before we forget, we want to mention our pregame meal today. Our pregame meal is supplied by the folks at the Sittin' Bowl in Giltner. It's not every day that we get to pregame meals, but the folks at the Sittin' Bowl were generous enough. They actually wanted to deliver us a pizza up here at the Memorial Stadium press box today, but I took a little pressure off of them. I said, hey, how about we just stop by on the way to Lincoln here this afternoon, and they outfitted us with a delicious four-meat pizza today, and I'll tell you what, the Sittin' Bowl folks, they've got things happening there in Giltner.
Yeah, and, obviously Sittin' Bowl really excited about the Giltner club that's here with Rath, and then you've got Drew Ott as well. Drew Ott, of course, getting a touchdown, but the Sittin' Bowl, me and you have gone on a lot of road trips together, Mike. We have never been to the Sittin' Bowl in Giltner, so we've considered it a great opportunity, especially since we like to set out so early on our broadcast adventures. I'm surprised that we got up a little bit after the sun this morning, but we like to go out a little bit earlier, so we said, you know what, it's not that far off the beaten path to Lincoln. Let's stop in Giltner. We saw the kind of what's around at the Sittin' Bowl, got ourselves a pizza, and Drew Ott representing stuffed it in just like we stuffed ourselves on the way to Lincoln here today.
It was very tasty. Our pregame meal, again, supplied by the Sittin' Bowl out of Giltner. We're sneaking up on the second half. We'll take another break. You're listening to the Shrine Bowl football game on Classic. It's 98.9 KKPR.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
There's nothing more American than football. And Advantage Chevrolet is the best in America when it comes to the best deals on all the hot new Chevy cars. Advantage Chevrolet sacks the competition with savings. Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
All right, back here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Mike Will, Tyson Urbanek, and Jeff Babel as we get set for the second half today. 17-3 is the score. The South out on top, and to make matters worse, for the North, they've got to kick the football away to begin the second half. So the North will kick the ball off. The South will get it. They'll move from the South to the North here this afternoon. They've got a 17-3 advantage using three turnovers on behalf of the North in the first half, cashing two in for points. They've got that 17-3 advantage as the kickoff comes, and they're going to field the ball at about the 2-yard line, back to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, spins at the 30-yard line and brings it all the way out to the 35. Nice return there by Brandon Riley out of Lincoln Southwest. So now the South offense comes out, and the South offense had a very good drive there in the second quarter of play, not much in the first quarter, but the South right now with more passing yards than rushing yards, and that was not expected here this afternoon. Derek McGinnis out of Crete, the quarterback, has done a very, very good job, especially with this no-huddle offense. But now, as they start the second half of play, they'll go with a huddle-up offense here. As they come up first down and 10 yards to go from the 35, they break huddle, and they'll start off with looks like a wing formation off to the left side. Now splitting out is going to be Fernando Hildreth, who's had a great day today, both offensively and defensively. For the South, McGinnis will hand the ball away. There's our big man in there, Kyle Cutterford, as he bangs his way, rumbles and stumbles his way across the 35 to the 38-yard line. 3-yard gain there for Kyle Cutterford. His carries in his career have been far and in between, as he was basically used as a blocking back in that Adams Central offense. He gets a carry here, picks up about 3 yards in the play. Tackle is made in there by Dagan Wharton, or check that, D.J. Avant Jr. out of Omaha North, number 4. Making the stop there on the Adams Central product. Second down at about 6 yards to go. We'll call a pickup of 4 for Kyle Cutterford. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. There's our man again, Cutterford, with back-to-back carries as he brings the ball to the 38-yard line. So 2 carries, 8 yards there for Cutterford. Again, he meets D.J. Avant Jr. on the other side of the ball as he brings him down to 38. So Cutterford with 2 carries, 8 yards now here in the Shrine Bowl. Back-to-back carries, and the South looking at second down and 2.
Be expected from, you know, the South right there. The 2 straight carries there for it looks like a gain of 8. You know, they were getting Fernando and Riley involved, and now 2 straight carries there
By Cotterford of Adams Central. It's third down and 2 yards to go, and now they're going to hand the ball off to the other running back out there. He has swarmed under. That's number 39, Eric Vogeda from Ralston. They call on his number on a third down and 2, and he goes absolutely nowhere. He's thrown for a loss, and now what looked like a promising drive there with a couple of nice carries by Kyle. It's going to be a fourth down situation, and the South will have to punt the football away. Jose Leon out of Columbus making the stop there. So the South will punt the ball here. It's fourth down at about 4 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 41-yard line. So the South will kick her away here to begin this second half of play. The South out on top by a score of 17-3 here in the ball game. The kicker here is going to be Tyler Bash out of Papillion-La Vista South. High kick, a signal for a fair catch is called for. They don't make it. It's going to bounce along the ground. Nice roll there across the 15, down inside the 10, down to about the 7-yard line. So a great kick there by Bash, the kicker for the South team. And now the North will start deep in their own territory with 9 minutes and 42 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's a 17-3 ball game with the South out on top of the North here this afternoon. And now we'll see what the North, what kind of changes they have made at halftime. We'll see if they can get their offense cranked up a little bit today.
And you see why the North has had some troubles here on the special teams on that punt. The punter there, he has that really kind of a high, and it's almost a knuckleball when you're trying to feel that. You're not quite sure which way it's going to go, and then it gets a great bounce there. Backs him way up. They've got to drive the ball 93 yards here.
All right, so the North comes back out here as Riker Fife is going to stay in there at quarterback, and now they're going to come over here to the near side, and running the football there is going to be Jordan Nelson out of Omaha Burke as he brings the ball out to about the 10-yard line. That was a pickup of about, 3 yards on the play, maybe the 11. So pickup of 3. We'll call it second down and 7 yards to go. Trey Foster out of Lincoln Southeast in on the stop there for the South defense. So they're working from the North to the South here. The North offense has got it dressed in their black jerseys for the first time here this afternoon for the Shrine Bowl. Their black jerseys with their red bottoms. As Fife stays in there at quarterback, the Grand Island product has the ball, cocks the arm, throws the ball near side, and it's behind the intended receiver. Riker Fife is not having a real good day today. The intended receiver was his old teammate there, his old partner in crime, and Sam Foltz from Grand Island, 6'2", 185-pounder. Both of those guys will be walking on Nebraska next year.
And it just seemed like their cadence got off a little bit on that play, maybe spend a little bit too much time away after the offseason for the Grand Island Islanders. It was supposed to be just a three-step drop. The ball was supposed to be right there, sort of kind of on a wide receiver screen type of play. Timing was a little bit off. Incomplete pass. It's third and six.
Roger Fine threw for 1,921 yards and 20 touchdowns last year for Grand Island, one of the best passers in the Class A. He rolls out this time. He's in trouble. He's hit, and down he goes. A quarterback sack back here at the three-yard line. Riker Fife goes down, and the tackle is made in there by the South. Busting through there is Ross DeZuris out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska. He's another guy that's going to be walking on at Nebraska next year. So those two guys will be teammates, not today.
Yeah, and that's the thing with this Nebraska class, or so the walk-on class at least, I believe 13 players playing in the Shrine Bowl here for the Huskers. So we're going to get an opportunity possibly to see a lot of these. Of course, you know Tyson Brockmeyer from last year's Shrine Bowl set all of those records he was going to be walking on. We were talking about how he was going to challenge Taylor for his job. And Tyson Brockmeyer ends up getting hurt. But a great opportunity to possibly see some early people that are going to be playing for the red and white next year.
All right, Sam Foltz is your punter here from Grand Island. He's going to be all the way back to his back to the end zone to kick this baby away. Here comes the kick, and it's a wobbly kick. Comes over here to the near side, drops it to 45. Takes a bounce, 50, fielded there by Brandon Riley. Riley gets away across the 50, down the sideline, 45, 40, and knocked out of bounds to the 37-yard line. So Brandon Riley of Lincoln Southeast carrying the ball back there. Daniel Boyle from Garing, Nebraska, knocks him out of bounds. But what great field position here for the South. And now they can kind of go back to what they want to do, and that's pound the football, get a couple of first downs, and watch the ball toward that north end zone.
You get a 22-yard return there from Riley on a kick that really was not supposed to set up for a return. You get a low-line driver like that, gives the field position plenty of time to get in there on the punt coverage, but Riley able to shake the first defender and then had a lot of green on the sideline to work with, sets up first and 10 from the 38.
All right, now in the backfield, you've got Ethan Wright, and that's a second set in there with a Garrett Borcher. Your second set of running backs behind the quarterback and Derek McGinnis, who's went most of the way here this afternoon at quarterback. McGinnis wants to throw. He's being flushed. He's going to roll right. He's still got the ball. Penalty flags go down, 40. He's out of bounds to the 37-yard line. Derek McGinnis running the ball to the right side, but a penalty flag out near the numbers on that right side. Could be a hold out there on the south. So some crucial penalties now in this ball game. We have not seen a whole lot of penalties, but they seem to have occurred at bad times here.
Well, they occurred bad times. Of course, that big one that got marched back after that 60-yard pass play. Then you had when they were set up inside the 12. This one looks like it could be a hold that might put them out of field goal range here, and it is.
All right, so a holding call here on the south as McGinnis was trying to break the ball to the right side. They're going to bring it all the way back to the 48-yard line, so it's going to bring up a first down and 20 situation now for the South All-Stars as they move to the north end zone. We're in the third quarter of play, 7 minutes and 48 seconds to play. This is the 54th annual Shrine Bowl football game today on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Wide receiver, that's a Fernando Hildreth, splitting out wide to the left side. Product out of Boys Town with that big old blue star on his helmet, much like the Dallas Cowboys. And in the slot off to the left side as well. McGinnis up under center. Tight end lined up to the right side of the formation. McGinnis wants to throw the football. Being flushed again. Rolls left. Cocks the arm. Throws the ball. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball to his tight end here on the near sideline. The intended receiver was Matt Miller. Matt Miller, 6'5", 230 pounds out of Omaha Scott Catholic. It's an incomplete pass. It's now second down and 20. So McGinnis stays in there at quarterback. Derek McGinnis, he's went all the way with the exception of one drive here this afternoon. For the South offense, Brower was in there, the quarterback out of Seward, Sam Brower. And McGinnis is taking a majority of the snaps here this afternoon for that South offense, headed up by Lee Schmalley out of Elmwood Murdoch. By the way, Jeff Ashby, the head coach at Giltner, is serving as an assistant coach for the South here this afternoon. He's in charge of the running backs and the defensive ends there in camp this week, down in Crete. Second down and 20 yards to go from the 48-yard line. There's a handoff right up the middle. Running with a football there is Ethan Wright, the running back out of Beatrice, 6 foot, 215-pounder. As he moves the ball from the 48-yard line down to the 40, we'll give him a pickup of 8 yards into play. But now it's third down and 12 yards to go. That's a Jake Shaney from a Blair, a product out of that's heading to Ohio next year. He makes the stop on the football there for the North. So it's now a third down and 12 situation. The South has moved the ball down to the north 40-yard line. Clock is running. We're down to 7 minutes and 10 seconds to play. So the South taking a lot of time off of the clock, but now they're looking at a third down and 12 situation from the north 40-yard line. McGinnis with wide receivers, split out wide to the left and to the right side. Back split behind him. McGinnis with hands under center, turns, and now we're going to have a penalty flag. They blow this baby dead. So another penalty boxed off here, and I think it'll probably go against the South. It's going to be an illegal procedure call here on the South. Nope, delay of game. Delay of game against the South. So having problems getting that play away in time as they bring the ball back to the 45-yard line. 6:54 to play. Shrine Bowl football game today here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
Kind of seems like as we start off this second half, both teams really struggling to get going offensively. If I'm Coach Aspey, I might be plugging to our head coach over there on the sidelines. Hey, that no huddle was working pretty good in the second half. Let's get that going back again.
Yeah, it's a wonder they haven't went back to that, but they're protecting a 17-3 lead right now. It's third down and long. Here's McGinnis. He wants to throw the football. Looks right, looks left, comes back left. He throws it to the 30-yard line. It's going to be caught. Did he stay in bounds? Yes. Nice grab over here by number 85. That's Ryan Leaf out of Papillion La Vista, pushing him out of bounds. It was Ryan Reynolds out of Lexington. So they didn't get the first down, but they pick up a majority of that yardage right there. It's going to bring up a fourth down now. Fourth down and about, let's see, they're going to mark the football at about the 32. They've got to go to the 28 for the first down. So it's fourth down and 4 yards to go for the South. We're down to 6:46 to go. Clock has stopped. And they're going to go for it here. Fourth down and 4 yards to go from the 32-yard line of the North. Two wide receivers will split out wide to the right side. Keep your eyes on Fernando Hildreth. He's out there at the numbers. Hands under center again. McGinnis wants to throw. Rolls right. Cocks the arm. Throws the ball downfield. Fernando is out there. He makes the catch at the 4 yard line. Dives for the end zone. Is the end touchdown? A touchdown there as they complete the pass downfield. And the South knocks one in the end zone. That was Brandon Riley, number one and not number eight. So Brandon Riley gets the touchdown there for the South as he takes it into the end zone. So Fernando Hildreth and Riley were both out there, and Fernando was out on the pattern, but they go to Brandon Riley out of Lincoln Southwest who makes the catch there. That's a touchdown, and the South goes out on top by a score of 23-3.
Unbelievable pass from McGinnis right on the money to Brandon Riley, and it North over pursues on the play. Riley is all alone. He's got nothing but green in front of him. 32-yard touchdown pass, and McGinnis quietly having a great game out here this afternoon.
Here comes the extra point. Ball is down. The kick is up, and the kick goes through the uprights. It is good. So the extra point is good. 6 minutes and 38 seconds to play now here in the third quarter of the Shrine Bowl football game. The score, the South 24, the North 3.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jerseys in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m. Not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Pickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar. Your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
Replacing windows can be fun when you call Central Nebraska's Best, Obermiller Seamless. You hear about these deals from out-of-town companies. It may be confusing. Obermiller Seamless will install your windows with their own master-certified installers. Others will not. Obermiller Seamless installs triple-pane, lifetime-warranted windows you'll love. No other company offers more. Call for a free quote. Obermiller Seamless for a beautiful, energy-efficient home.
We'll go to any length to beautify your home.
Right back here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. It's now the South out on top of the North by a score of 24-3. So on a 4th-and-4 play, they throw a 32-yard touchdown pass, McGinnis to Brandon Riley. And so far, Derek McGinnis has looked very, very good, the quarterback out of Crete.
Yeah, he's looked very good. He looked good in that late in that second quarter, and I think that's kind of why your head coach for Elmwood Wardock, Lee Smalley, on the South side, wasn't afraid to gamble a little bit there on 4th-and-4, and he drew up a perfect play for McGinnis, and McGinnis 152 yards this game. That's his first touchdown pass, but a big one as that puts the South on top 24-3.
Dropping back deep, Danny O'Boyle again and Cole Waddle from Gehring and Bishop Newman, respectively. Here comes the kickoff. It's going to go to the far side. Backing up is going to be Waddle. He's going to grab the ball at the 5. Quickly back to the 15 to the 20. Angles right side across the 20 out to the 23-yard line. And now the North, who has done absolutely nothing offensively today, will have the football. They'll start this drive first down and 10 on their own 23-yard line. Dexter Becker, down on special team. He's a product out of Southern Valley in there now. 6'3", 220-pounder on special teams, making the stop. So the North comes back out. Riker Fife, really, they built this team around, and they started selecting players here for the Shrine Bowl football game for the North, and their head coach, Travis Hawk, out of Alliance. He was really looking forward to this ball game during the camp this week up at Nebraska Wesleyan here in Lincoln, but not much offense so far by the North. And I think a lot of that has to do with the South defense, too. Here's a running play as they take the ball up to the 25-yard line and pick up a two. Andy Janovich, another one of those Nebraska walk-ons out of Gretna, making the stop there. So it's second down and 8 yards to go. The South defense has been very good here this afternoon. We talked about that front seven all going to either Division One or Division Two schools, and they've showed it's very tough to run a football against them this afternoon.
Well, it's very tough to run the football against, but what I'm wondering here, as we talked about this game all week long, where's the North offense? Where is that run and gun? When are they going to start airing this football out?
How about right now? Rocker Fife throws it to the far side. He's going to be caught up there at the 40-yard line. So a slant pattern. They take it to the left side. Taylor Grigsby makes the catch. He's out of Omaha North, and Darian Barrientos Jackson out of Omaha South making the stop. That's a first down. That's the type of offense we expected right there, such as a play they just drew up, and they brought it out to the 40-yard line, a first down. So maybe a run and gun, maybe going to start right here with the Riker Fife. Maybe he can get in the kind of a rhythm now and throw some balls around here in this Shrine Bowl football game. We're down to 5.5 minutes to play already here in the third quarter. Riker backing up. He's under pressure. He throws the ball. It's going to be caught up here at the 50-yard line inside South Territory as they move the ball down to about the 48. The catch is made there. That's Danny O'Boyle out of Gearing, a very good wide receiver out west. And the tackle is made by Hunter Oliver out of Beatrice, a 6-foot, 175-pounder. So two passing plays, two first downs, and the North has got the football now inside South Territory at the 47-yard line. That's the type of things we expected here this afternoon.
Well, and I think it was time for the North to switch it in gear. You're looking up at the clock. There's only 5 minutes, 27 seconds left in the third quarter. You're down by three scores. You got to get something going. You got to go back to that passing. That's what they're doing.
All right, Riker Fife with the ball, and it's going to be a running play. The belly to the fullback. Riker runs it himself as he is tripped up right about the 46-yard line. So a pickup of only about a yard in the play. That's Ross Desiris out of Plattsmouth making the stop there. Another walk-on here in Nebraska. Second down and 9 yards to go for the North. They are trailing in the ball game by a score of 24-3. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. That's going to be Fultz. Also going with him here on the right side is going to be Danny O'Boyle. Two wideouts to the left side. As the Riker Fife is in the shotgun. Now they're going to hand the ball away on a little reverse play to this near side, and not much there. Trying to run the ball against this South defense has been tough. And carrying the ball for a couple of yards there was Graham Nabity, and the tackle was made in there by the pride and joy of Giltner, Nebraska, Drew Ott. A pickup of only about a half a yard in the play. Maybe a yard or so. They're going to give him forward progress down here at the 43-yard line. So we'll call it third down and a short 8 yards to go here. Third down and about 7 or 8 yards to go for the North. Working with the ball in the South Territory as they get the clock set and everything situated here. 4:23 to play in the third quarter. It's a 24-3 ball game in favor of the South here this afternoon, but the North trying to put together a drive. Here's Riker Fife, cocks the arm again, throws it near side, caught at the 38-yard line to the 35, to the 34-yard line. Catch is made over here by Drew Farley out of Norfolk Catholic, 6'1", 175-pounder, and the tackle is made by Brad Simpson out of Ralston. That's the guy who picked off Riker on the third play from the line of scrimmage here this afternoon. Returned it for a touchdown. So another first down for the North, and now Riker, Jeff, seems like he's getting in a little bit of a rhythm right now here in the third.
Getting rid of that rust from the first two quarters, you know, getting used to that Alliance offense like we talked to, and really starting to hit his receivers. He's a very accurate kid, and now his receivers are making plays for him.
All right, first down, 10 yards to go. Riker Fife throws the ball again. That one was behind his intended receiver, incomplete. Trying to take the ball down there to Jordan Nelson of Omaha Burke. That pass was not very good from Riker Fife as that was thrown behind Jordan down there. So an incomplete pass can bring up a second down situation now. Second down and 10 yards to go. The line of scrimmage sitting at the 34.5-yard line of the South. 3:54 to play now here in the third quarter. So Riker Fife continues to stay in there at quarterback for the North All-Stars this afternoon. He has went all the way at quarterback today for the North. And now they're going to empty the backfield out here. Trips it out wide to the right side. One wide receiver to the left. Riker Fife has got the ball. He backs up, surveys the field, throws the ball downfield. It's going to be caught. Fultz grabs it into the end zone. Touchdown. So the Grand Island Islanders team up here. They throw a 34-yard touchdown pass, and the North gets their first touchdown of the afternoon as Riker Fife throws one to a Fultz, and he takes it into the end zone for the touchdown, and the North is on the scoreboard.
I'm pretty sure the Grand Island Islander fans remember that play very well. They've seen that connection before, and they looked like that they've thrown that pass 100 times in their backyard. What a perfect strike by Riker Fife to Fultz there, and there was nothing that the defenders could have done in that play. Easy 34-yard touchdown pass from Fife to Fultz.
Boy, how many times do they hook up for the Islanders this year? That combination, they score here in the Shrine Bowl football game. Here comes the PAT. The snap was low, but they get it down, and the PAT is drilled through the pipes. So 3:48 to play here in the third quarter. It's taken all game, but the North finally cashes in on a touchdown here in the ball game, and we might have ourselves a game yet. 3:48 to play in the third. The score, it's the South 24 and the North 10.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. It's time for CPI Mr. Tire's Tire Sale. The Mastercraft Strategy is long wearing, quiet riding, and on sale starting at $85 each. The Cooper CS4 Touring has all-weather dependability and starting at only $90 each. The Cooper Discoverer AT3 gives you stability for your light truck starting at $125 each. CPI Mr. Tire includes free mounting, balancing, rotation, and road hazard warranty, and they're close to you all across central Nebraska.
Mike Will, Tyson Ervonik, and Jeff Babel back here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Third quarter of play. This is the Shrine Bowl football game today here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. The South 24, the North 10. That was a nice touchdown pass. Riker 5 to Sam Fultz. Covers 34 yards. The PAT good. So the North has scored their first touchdown of the ball game here today. So we've had two scores here in the third quarter. It was 17-3 in favor of the South at halftime here today. Here's an onside kick now. And that's not going to go far enough. It just trickles out here to about the 38-yard line. All-star games, again, special teams. You don't have a whole lot of time to prepare, and that onside kick looked ugly. Looked much like my elementary football team as they try to the onside kick here and try to keep the South off guard here.
Looked about as good as I hit the golf ball off the tee the other day. That ball just kind of trickles. It's never good when your offensive or when your hands team gets out in front of a football like that.
That one did go 8 yards. I don't think your tee shot went 8 yards, so this one is obviously a little bit better. So they're going to march off a 5-yard penalty on the North squad. They have to kick it away now from the 25-yard line. Do you roll the dice again and try it again?
You can't.
Probably
give,
not.
You can't give the South that good a field position, can you?
It's an all-star game. Why not? Try it again. As they're going to kick the football away, this time from the 25-yard line. They'll probably kick this one away. With 3 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the third, 24-10 is the score. Here's the kick, and that's going to come back deep. It's going to be taken back here at about the 12-yard line, returned back to the center of the field. And taking the ball is going to be Fernando Hildreth, and he is upset, somersaulting down here at the 41-yard line. So bringing the ball back there was a Fernando Hildreth out of Boys Town for the South. Tackle is made by Danny Rico out of Omaha Benson. So the South will have the football back. First down and 10 yards to go. They've got it on their 40-yard line. They have scored here in the second half on a 32-yard pass from Derek McGinnis to Brandon Riley. North coming back with a 34-yard touchdown pass of their own from Riker 5 to Sam Fultz. 24-10 is the score as the South has got the lead over the North here this afternoon. And now the real black shirts will have to dig in here defensively. First down and 10 from their 40-yard line. The South running the football as they sweep it right side and a little reverse play. Carrying the ball there was Eric. I'm having a tough time with this guy's name all of a sudden. Vugada. Eric Vugada from Ralston carrying the ball there. Tackle is made by Tom Pites out of Crofton. That was a pickup of about, 6 yards on a play. We'll call it second down and 4 yards to go.
Mike, you're really seeing the offense is starting to click a little bit better. You know, get that chemistry finally. You know, the defensive in the penalties and the turnovers really dominated that first half. Now you're seeing some of the more effective offenses.
Yeah, these guys are getting back into camp and getting a game under their belts here after taking several months off from football. Second down and a couple of yards to go as they hand the ball away again to Vugada. And Vugada is going to have a first down as he bangs across the 50-yard line into North territory as they move the ball down to the 47. So a first down there for the South All-Stars as they continue to pound the rock, so to speak. Pound that football right at this North defense here this afternoon. Save Von Miller out of Lincoln High into the stop there for the North defense. First down and 10 yards to go. Clock is running 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's a 24-10 ball game. The South has got the lead here as McGinnis stays in there at quarterback, turns, hands the ball away. There's the pride and joy of the Patriots as Kyle Cutterford carries the ball there as Kyle takes it down to the 41. So he moves it from the 47 down to the 41 to pick up a 6. Seth Rohr out of Scott's Bluff in on the stop there. So that's 3 carries now for Kyle Cutterford. What's he got? He had 8 yards on 2 carries. Picks up 6 there. So 14 yards. Yep, 3 carries, 14 yards for Kyle Cutterford. He stays in there as the fullback here in this South offense here this afternoon. Second down and about 6 yards to go. Football placed down on the 42. There's another carry by Cutterford. He bangs it off across the left side, across the 35, all the way down to the 33-yard line. So Kyle Cutterford with his 4th carry of the afternoon. He picks up the first down for the South. So Kyle didn't have a whole lot of opportunity to run the football out of Bill Collins' offense, but he's showing that the big guy can run the football as he comes in here at, 6 foot, 195 pounds.
What Cutterford did for the Adams Central Patriots, of course, he was more of a blocking style fullback coming out of the backfield, making some big plays. He opened a lot of holes for that speedy Jake Fowler that we're going to see a lot of next year.
All right, it's a first down and 10 yards to go here for the South. They're moving the football to the 34-yard line of the North. Hands under center. And here's Cutterford again as he carries the ball on down to the 26-yard line. Tackle is made in there by David Goble out of Omaha Creighton Prep. Keep feeding the ball to Cutterford, and he could be my MVP for the offensive player of the game here.
We were talking with Coach Smalley, or you were talking with Coach Smalley a little bit earlier, and you mentioned Kyle Cutterford. You kind of wanted to get an idea of how they were going to use him. And he says, look, we're going to try to run that rock. Cutterford's, of course, one of those people that can handle that big fullback up the middle. Powers his way, a 7-yard gain there. He's up to 26 yards on the ground on 5 carries.
All right, second down now. Second down, we'll call it 3 yards to go from the 27 of the North. McGinnis hands under center. Man comes in motion. And they're going to hand the ball away. Here's Fernando Hildreth. Nearly fumbles the football. He's going to be drugged down back here at the 28. That was a little reverse play. It's Fernando Hildreth, the star on his helmet, coming to the near side. He's going to be drugged down here. And the tackle is made by Tom Pites, the defensive back out of Crofton, coming up to make the stop. 6 foot, 218 pounds. It is third down and about, 3 yards to go. Loss of 1 on the play.
You saw the North there trying to, or the South, trying to get Fernando Hildreth the ball, do a little speed play, get away from that ground and pound. It came back and bought him there. Big, huge third down right here.
Third down and about to, 3 yards to go now as the ball is pushed back here to the 27.5-yard line. They're going to hand the ball away again to Kyle Cutterford as he angles off on the left side, and he may be very close to a first down here. Tackle was made in there by big number 64, Cody Plasek out of Columbus, SCOTUS, 255 pounds. He is 6'3", and Kyle Cutterford picks up the first down for the South offense. So Kyle Cutterford has carried the ball several times here on this drive. He's got the ball down now to the 22.5-yard line as the South continues to work from our right to our left, South to North here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. 14 seconds to play here in the third quarter. This will be the final play of this particular quarter as McGinnis comes up under center. And why not hand the ball away again to Cutterford as Cutterford takes it right up the middle across the 20 down to the 17-yard line. Hey, maybe he can play for the old Navy Academy. That's a grand amount of affair at Navy. Maybe Kyle Cutterford is going to find a spot on that roster someday. Time runs out here in the third quarter as the South continues this drive as we move on into the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. 3 quarters in the books this afternoon. The score, the South 24 and a North 10.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Bonds Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Bonds Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Bonds Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Bonds Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your body and collision repair specialist and is proud to support area sports. Play well and be proud. Todd's Body and Glass would like to take this opportunity to congratulate all the players and the coaches that are playing in this year's Shrine Bowl game. Everybody's proud of you. Todd's Body and Glass at 514 12th Street in Aurora. Call 402-694-4123.
That's 402-694-4123. Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora.
All right, back here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. We head to the fourth and final quarter. It's 24-10. The South out on top of the North here this afternoon. This is a 17-3 ball game at halftime. We'll be voting for the offensive and defensive players of the game coming up, and they gave us ballots here this year. We must be moving up the ladder here at the Shrine Bowl as we do this ball game here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR today. We'll have three votes. We'll be able to maybe we can float this thing here this afternoon, huh?
Well, how much of a challenge was it really for us to vote last year? I think that everyone and their dog knew it was going to Tyson Brockmeyer for the performance he put up last year. We did get ballots. It was just about 10 minutes after the MVP was already announced. We finally got our ballots, and by that time it was already announced that Tyson Brockmeyer, who did have one heck of a performance last year, was the MVP, rightfully so.
Yeah, 371 yards, set a record there, scored 5 touchdowns for the South last year. Here comes the South now. They've got the football to begin this fourth quarter of play. Here's Kyle Cutterford again as they take the ball down to the 15-yard line. Boy, how many carries is that on this particular drive? That's 9 carries now for Cutterford. The majority of those have occurred here on this particular drive for the South. They must have flipped the playbook and said, yeah, how about that old fullback trap in there? Kyle Cutterford, my big man, can run the ball. David Goble from Omaha Creighton Prep will drag him down here. That was a pickup of a yard or so for Cutterford as the South has got the ball down here at the 16-yard line of the North as the South works toward the South end zone here in this fourth and final quarter. Can you believe it? Here's Cutterford again. He takes the ball to the 15, a pickup of about a half a yard that time for Cutterford. That time Brandon Barta from David City gets on his back and rides him down like a horse to the turf. He can bring up a third down situation now. Third down at about, 3 yards to go for the South.
Wondering if we'll see Coach Smalley gamble here again for the South, maybe try to really put this game away as we're late here into the early here into the fourth quarter.
It's fourth down and not third with the head up on the board. So it's fourth down at about 3 yards to go. And we'll see what the South elects to do here. They're going to go for it, the lineup to go for it. Fourth down and 3 yards to go from about the 15-yard line. McGinnis under center. Man comes in motion. They fake the ball to Cutterford this time. McGinnis rolls right, gets outside, 15. He's at the 10, and he's going to be smacked down at about the 11-yard line. He got forward progress to the 10. They're going to have enough for a first down, so that time they fake the ball up inside to Cutterford, and the quarterback McGinnis just sweeps right side before he runs right into Michael Schwartz, the big linebacker, 6'3", 240-pounder out of Norfolk. Knocks him down. They only give him the 11, but that's enough for a first down. So it's going to be first down and 10 officially for the South. They've got the football at the 11-yard line of the North this afternoon. We're in the fourth and final quarter here, the 54th annual Shrine Bowl football game. The score is 24-10. The South out on top, looking to add to that total right here. Cutterford stays in the backfield now for the South All-Stars as they line up in a traditional I formation. McGinnis up under center, hands the ball away, picking his hole across the 5 down to the 3-yard line. That's going to be the I back, Eric Vogata from Ralston, carrying the ball down there. Tackle is made by Tom Pites out of Crofton. A nice pickup of about 8 yards on the play as Vogata just goes straight ahead there. And he takes it all the way down to, they're going to mark the ball to 2. This will pretty well salt this baby away, I think, if they can stick it in the end zone right here. It's a 24-10 ball game. The South out on top of the North. Wide receiver splits out wide to the left side. That's going to be Brandon Riley from Lincoln Southwest. The backs are split that time. There's a handoff to Cutterford. He takes it out for the right side. He gets close. He's in there. Touchdown! Kyle Cutterford from Adams Central takes the ball into the end zone for a touchdown. So our local boy is doing a great job here today. Kyle Cutterford has got a touchdown now. Riker Fife has thrown a touchdown pass to Sam Foltz, both Grand Island products. And we had Drew Ott score a touchdown back there in the second quarter of play, all getting in the act here this afternoon, a touchdown from Kyle Cutterford.
After that drive, Mike, a long drive for the South, I might slightly pencil in a Kyle Cutterford, number 43. That was a great drive for the South, by the way, as they line up here for the extra point. We'll get to the drive here in just a second.
Cutterford carried most of the load there on that drive for the South All-Stars. Here comes the PAT. Ball is down. The kick is up, and the kick goes through the pipes. It is good. 9 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in quarter number 4 from the Shrine Bowl football game at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. It's now the South 31, the North 10.
Sometimes it's not about what you know, but who you know. For instance, you know your local Farm Bureau agent, and Farm Bureau agents know health insurance.
You know you need health insurance, and we'll work with you to find the coverage that's right for you. So give us a call today. You know where to find us.
In Hastings, contact Marty DeMuth at 402-463-2111. When you need health insurance, Marty DeMuth knows health insurance.
Securities and services offered through FBO Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
The lot is full at Killian Motors in Kearney. GMC trucks, half-tons, Terrains, Acadias, Yukons, Denalis. See dealer for rebates, 0% financing on select models, and trade assistance on select models. Killian Motors, your oldest South Central Nebraska GMC dealer. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Arnie, 11 carries, 41 yards, and a touchdown now for Adams Central product Kyle Cunniford. It's a 31-10 ball game as the South has got the lead here with 9 minutes and 32 seconds to play. Derek McGinnis has went all the way at quarterback for the South, has managed the game very, very well. And he could be in line for maybe MVP honors here this afternoon. Here comes the kickoff and the return out here to the 30, across the 35 to the 36, 37-yard line. Bringing the ball back here is going to be Danny O'Boyle. Dexter Becker, another stop there for the South special teams. So 31-10, Kyle Cunniford carried 7 times on that last drive as the South took 6 minutes and 10 seconds off the clock. They drive the ball 60 yards for the score, and Kyle Cunniford will be punching the overtime clock here this afternoon with 11 carries. He didn't have 11 carries in 3 games at Adams Central. First down and 10 yards to go. Football is at the 36-yard line. The North has got the ball. They're now trailing in the ball game 31-10. There's a throw out to Sam Fultz. He throws the ball downfield. It's going to be caught down here at the 35-yard line. Still with the football, still on his feet, down to the 30, down to the 28-yard line. Sam Fultz throws a pass downfield as they get it down to a Cole Waddle of Bishop Newman. That pass is actually bounced on the ground as Fife threw a lateral back to Fultz here on the near sideline. He picks it off of the turf and throws the ball downfield to Waddle. Tackle is made by Bo Likas out of Bellevue West. I missed the replay, but that was a nice pass there by Sam Fultz from Grand Island.
Something in the water there from those Grand Island quarterbacks. Fultz even throws a nice pass.
Here's a pass again. It's going to be caught down there inside the 25-yard line as they take it to Grigsby again down there at the 23. Grigsby has had a good day again today for the North. Sam Brower in on the stop there for the South defense. So the score is 31-10. A long pass play there actually goes from Fultz down to Waddle. And now the North offense has got a chance to maybe stick one in the end zone here.
You knew there were going to be some trick plays, but you didn't expect they skip another rock there.
I haven't seen that for a while. That was actually a lateral. If that would have been a forward pass, it would have been incomplete, but it was behind the line of scrimmage, so they could have bounced that off of the turf, and they did that, and Fultz threw a perfect strike downfield to a Waddle, as now they pound the ball up inside across the 20, down to about the 17-yard line. Carrying the ball there for the North was their big fullback. That's Mitch Alexander out of North Platte. Tackle is made in there by Trey Foster out of Lincoln Southeast here this afternoon. So it's going to bring up a first down and 10. That was enough for a first down as they move the ball down to the 17-yard line. Wide receiver is going to be Fultz. He splits out wide to the right side now. And coming to the left side will be Grigsby. Riker Fife under center here on first down and 10 yards to go. He backs up. Looks right, comes back left. The pass is going to be caught by Grigsby. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. A touchdown pass thrown there by Grand Island quarterback Riker Fife to Terry Grigsby out of Omaha North. And bam, just like that, the North comes back with a score. 8 minutes to play in the ball game. It's now 31-16. Well, that occurred just 90 seconds after Kyle Cutterford took it in there. So a touchdown pass thrown from Riker Fife to Grigsby. Terry Grigsby out of Omaha North. And now we're going to have a point after touchdown coming up here. Are they going to go for two? We'll see.
That was a big touchdown with 8 minutes to go to drop that down to 2 scores. You know, if the North doesn't score here, you might not be able to come back.
All right, we'll see here. A 2-point conversion. They're going to hand the ball. Nope, Fife has still got it. He fakes the ball inside. Now Fife trying to get outside. A penalty flag goes down. I think we're going to have a face mask. And Fife goes down at about the 3-yard line. But I think somebody got up around his face mask there as penalty flags come down at about the 3-yard line as Riker trying to get out of there, trying to take it around the right end, trying to stick it in the end zone for the 2-point conversion. I think we're going to have a face mask call here on the South defense. There's the call, personal foul, a face mask against the South defense. So we get half of the distance to the goal line, and now they'll try this 2-point conversion. from the 1.5-yard line. So a great opportunity here for the North to stick in a 2-point conversion. This would make it 31-18 and get back to a 2-possession ball game here. It's 31-16 now. There's still plenty of time out there. 8 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. The South has got the lead over the North in the Shrine Bowl football game. But now we're going to have a 2-point conversion from the 1.5-yard line. Riker Fife up under center, Fultz out wide to the left side as they hand the ball away as they try to get it into the end zone on a running play. And I don't think he quite got there. Yes, he did. Late call here from the line judge here on the near sideline. They just pound the ball up inside as they get the 2-point conversion. And carrying the ball into the end zone there was a Kyle Hooper out of Alliance, a 5'10", 170-pound running back there for the North All-Stars. So a 2-point conversion is good. We've got 8 minutes to play now in the fourth quarter with a score, the South 31, the North 18.
Are you ready for a great deal? A money-saving party!
There's nothing more American than football. And Advantage Chevrolet is the best in America when it comes to the best deals on all the hot new Chevy cars. Advantage Chevrolet sacks the competition with savings. Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
All right, 8 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Turned out to be a good football game here this afternoon. The South is out on top of the North now by a score of 31-18. Now they attempted an onside kick the last time, not very successfully, and they're going to try it again right here as the hands team is out there for the South as the North is going to try an onside kick here to maybe get the football back. They're down by two scores. Here comes the onside kick. It's going to be pushed out here. It's going to be grabbed. And it's going to be taken by the South at the 45-yard line. They kicked that baby in the air. Grabbing the ball was Matt Miller out of Omaha Scott Catholic as he saves the day here for the South. And on the stop was Michael Schwartz out of Norfolk. So the second time today, the North tries the onside kick unsuccessfully. And now the South has got pretty good field position with 7 minutes and 58 seconds to play in this ball game. It's a 31-18 score.
Do you try to score here and step on the throat, or do you just grind it out and take away those 8 minutes?
I say you keep feeding the pig to Kyle Cutterford if he's still out there. Heck, he had 7 carries the last time. However, he is taking a breather now in that second set of running backs in there now for the South offense, and their head coach, Lee Schmalley, out of Elmwood Murdoch. First down and 10 from the 45 as McGinnis stays in there at quarterback as he turns and hands the ball away. Running the football for a yard or two is a Garrett Borcher from Pawnee City. He's another one of those eight-man football players that we're seeing in the ball game today. Drew Ott, of course, from Giltner here. Also Logan Rath from Giltner here. That's the third one on the South team. And a Garrett Borcher out of Pawnee City. Last tackle was made by David Goble out of Creighton Prep. Also got a player on the North team. That's a Jordan Baracek out of Howells. He's another eight-man football player playing in this 54th annual Shrine Bowl football game here this afternoon. Now we got a penalty marched off against the North. I didn't get the indication, but it's going to be a 5-yard variety here. 5-yard penalty marched off against the North. And they signaled the illegal procedure. They pointed the direction of the North, and they marched off against the North, but that can't be.
Probably a neutral zone infraction or something like that from the North.
So it's now a first down and 3 situation. They give them the play in addition to a 5-yard march off here. So it's going to be a first down and 3. They got up on the board. Here's a running play again. It's going to go to Garrett Borcher from Pawnee City trying to get outside. He's drugged down back here at about the 40-yard line. That's David Goble again from Omaha Creighton Prep, who's had a pretty good ball game today for the North defense. Play is back here to the 40-yard line. And now they got a second down situation, second down and 6. Clock is running. We're at the 7:15 mark. The South out on top of the North by a score of 31-18 here this afternoon. Again, we'll be naming the player of the game. The Shrine Bowl will be offensive and defensive players of the game coming up. Hopefully we'll have those before we leave the air this afternoon. You're on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR. Second down, 6 yards to go. Line of scrimmage, the 40-yard line of the North. South working from the north to the south. Here's Borchers again, dancing his way across the 35. Still on his feet, takes the ball down to the 30-yard line. That's going to be a first down. A first down for the South here this afternoon. Tackle is made in there by Daniel Feichert out of Elkhorn, a defensive back, 177-pounder, 6 foot. So a first down for the South as they try to put a nail in the coffin here. 6 minutes and 44 seconds to play. It's a 31-18 ball game. Our selections have been made for our players in the game as we receive the ballot here as we have moved up the old Shrine Bowl ladder, and we have now got a say in the offensive and defensive players. We'll see who comes closest here, see if we have any friends out there voting for our cohorts. It's first down and 10 yards to go for the South. Here's McGinnis in trouble, gets away, hemmed in, dancing to the 30, and down he goes. Down he goes as he has wrestled down the turf. They never did get him down. He wanted to go down, but he didn't, and they blow this baby dead back here at about the 30, so no gain in the play. Mitch McCann was one of the guys hopping on his back. He's an inside linebacker, 6'2", 220-pounder out of Omaha Burke. As McCann gets credited with a tackle there, he's going to be another walk-on here at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. 13 of those guys playing in this football game, and hopefully we'll see maybe some of those guys in a year or two break into some sort of a role for the Huskers, and head coach Bo Pelini here. Second down and 10 yards to go. We're down to 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the Shrine Bowl football game. Here's McGinnis going to hand the ball away. That's the other fullback as he takes the ball down to about the 25-yard line. And running the ball there for the South is going to be Ethan Wright out of Beatrice. He takes the ball down to about the 24.5-yard line, but the clock is running, and this one is pretty much in the bag here for the South. So it appears that they're going to win their third straight Shrine Bowl football game, winning last year 41-20, winning in 2010 at a score of 28-13. And the score here today is at 31-18, with the South controlling the ball right now down here at the 24. Here's a handoff to the 20, down to about the 18-yard line. Running the football there is Ethan Wright again for the South All-Stars, angling off on the right side. Tackle is made in there by DJ Avant Jr. out of Omaha North, a linebacker, 215-pounder, 5'10". Coming up in a couple of weeks, we'll have the 8-man All-Star Football Classic from Hastings College at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. That ball game begins at 1:30. And we'll have it for you here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR, beginning with a pregame show at 1:15 a couple of Saturdays from now. First down and 10 yards to go. The South controlling the ball, and they've got it now in the red zone. First and 10 from the 18-yard line of the North as McGinnis hands the ball away. End up backing up, carrying the ball for a couple of yards at Garrett Borcher again from Pawnee City as he moves it from the 18 down to about the 15-yard line. A pickup of 3 yards in the play. David Goble from Omaha Creighton Prep in on the stop there for that North defense.
And this is the kind of South offense, Mike, that we are expecting to see all game long. Obviously, that change of pace in the second quarter during that scoring drive really helped them out a lot, but this slow, methodical drive that they're putting together. They started this drive at the 8-minute mark. They've taken 4 minutes off the clock, and they've only truly traveled the ball 25 yards, Mike.
The clock continues to wind down here as McGinnis has got the troops set down in I formation, two tight ends, as they hand the ball away, a little reverse play, and they're trying to get outside, but unable to do it. But it's number 23, that's Ethan Wright, as he carries the ball to the far side of the field as he is knocked down there. Oh, loss of a couple of yards on the play. David Goble again from Omaha Creighton Prep on the stop there for the North All-Stars. Might want my defensive ballot back. Goble's had a good day here today. We've called his name several times. Third down and 8 yards to go. 3:22 to play now. Clock running as the head coach for the South, Lee Schmalley from Elmwood Murdoch, is going to be a victor here. He was an assistant coach a couple of years ago in the Shrine Bowl and got the head coaching duties. So Jeff Ashby and the crew there, Jeff serving as one of the assistant coaches of the South, going to be on the winning team here this afternoon as they go inside and take the ball down to the 15-yard line. Just a short pickup there. Carrying the football, again, was Ethan Wright for the South. So it's going to bring up a fourth down situation now down here at about the 15-yard line, and now the North wants to call a timeout. North calls a timeout, 2:57 to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with the score of the South 31, the North 18.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of Giltner and all area sports.
He's got some running room. Touchdown, Giltner!
Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other delicious menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon. The Sittin' Bull Saloon would like to take this opportunity to say good luck to all the area players and coaches playing in today's Shrine Bowl game.
Trying to pass it, gives it the end zone, got it!
Sittin' Bull, located in downtown Giltner.
As we come back to Memorial Stadium, a 32-yard field goal from Tyler Bash from Papillion La Vista South, and he knocks one home there for the South All-Stars. And that gives the South now a 16-point advantage here. So 2 minutes and 53 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. A 32-yard field goal from Tyler Bash tacks on three more for the South. We'll take a break with a score of the South 34, the North 18.
Not all lawn and landscape companies are created equal. Hire the professional company the first time. Call Johnson Lawn and Landscape at 237-LAWN. Property maintenance, including mowing, shrub trimming, and mulching. Sprinkler install with service and repair after the sale. Landscaping, from new design and install to improving the look of your current landscape with services such as sod installation, trees, plants, and boulders. Visit JohnsonLawnAndLandscape.com or call 237-LAWN. See the pros at Johnson Lawn and Landscape first.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Driving back for the North, you've got Jordan Nelson and also Cole Waddle. It's now a 34-18 ball game with the South out on top here in the Shrine Bowl football game. There's a kickoff fielded at the 8-yard line. 10, 15, 20, out to the 25, to the 28-yard line. Bringing the ball back there was Cole Waddle out of Bishop Newman. So the North will have another crack at things here. We're down to 2 minutes and 47 seconds to play. Conceivably, yeah, we can still have a ball game here. Just got, a 16-point advantage, so couple of touchdowns, 2 two-point conversions. We're going to have a successful onside kick thrown in there to tie things up here in the Shrine Bowl football game. And now Riker Fife may have a chance to air things out here. Three wide receivers out to the left side and one out to the right. Here's a Fife. He wants to throw football. A little shovel pass comes inside, and the South reads that one beautifully. They get that ball inside to Jordan Nelson in the South right there defensively. And on the stop was Logan Rath out of Giltner. Logan Rath finally makes a play on the ball there. A big 6'3", 242-pound defensive tackle there. Led the Hornets to a very successful campaign the past couple of years for their head coach, Jeff Ashby, who's going to be all smiles on the south sidelines here this afternoon.
Logan Rath eats that play up like a pizza from Sittin' Bowl, Mike,
all right,
where
second,
we had our lunch.
Yeah, second down and 13, a loss of three. There's a pass across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball right between the two side stripes there to Cole Waddle of Bishop Newman. The pass was behind him. Riker Fife misfires on that baby. Stops the clock at the 2:13 mark. He still can't get over the pizza.
Oh, it was so good.
I think we got a piece left in the machine here maybe for a little post-game celebration party. Third down and 13 yards to go. And now the North wants to call a timeout. The North still has hopes here. They'll call a timeout. 2 minutes and 13 seconds to play. We're going to have a third down and 12 when we come back. We'll take a break with a score. The South 34, the North 18.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
There's nothing more American than football. And Advantage Chevrolet is the best in America when it comes to the best deals on all the hot new Chevy cars. Advantage Chevrolet sacks the competition with savings. Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
As we come back on a third and 12, Riker Fife was lined up in the shotgun. He rolls to his right, and he couldn't find anybody. He's run out of bounds here on the near side to a pickup of only about 3 yards on a play by Grand Island's Riker Fife. So the local boys have gotten in the action here this afternoon, the 54th annual Shrine Bowl football game. It's been very successful for the Central Nebraska folks here. And now on fourth down and 10, the North will go for it with 2 minutes and 7 seconds to play. It's fourth and 10 on their own 28-yard line. Fife is in the shotgun. He backs up. He throws the ball. It's going to be juggled and dropped out here at the 42-yard line. The intended receiver there for the North that time on the pattern was number 36. That's Daniel Rico out of Omaha Benson, broken up there by Dexter Becker out of Southern Valley, or Bo Likas, excuse me, out of Bellevue West, knocking the ball away there. So it's going to be a first down now for the South. They will get the football, and they'll sit on it here, and this ball game will be over.
Overall, Riker Fife on the day. He ends took really all the snaps for the north side of things. Ends the day 13-28, two touchdown passes. Really came on late in the game, but they couldn't find anything there on that last drive. South should be able to solve this one away with 2 minutes to go. Only one timeout left for the North.
A couple of kneels here, and this ball game will be over. As we see Kyle Cutterford back into the ball game now for Adams Central. He's carried the ball 41 yards. He 11 carries and make it 12 carries as he gets the call here and picks up a couple of yards off of the right side. So Kyle Cutterford now 12 carries and 43 yards and a touchdown here for the South All-Stars today. David Goble again from Omaha Creighton Prep into the stop for the North All-Stars. So Kyle Cutterford with a touchdown today. Drew Ott had a touchdown as he was lined up as a quarterback and a quarterback sneak at the end of the second quarter got in there. Riker Fife, Sam Foltz, they've hooked up with a touchdown today of 34 yards. Riker Fife also throwing another touchdown to Terry Grigsby. So Fife has had a couple of touchdowns. It's now second down and 8 yards to go with a 1:20 left here in the fourth quarter. McGinnis hands under center. Cutterford in the backfield. They hand the ball away. And a little trap play there doesn't go too far. That's Vogeda from Ralston carrying the ball there. David Goble again into the stop for the North All-Stars from Omaha Creighton Prep. Eight-man All-Star Football Classic in a couple of weeks here on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR, 1:30 for the kickoff from the Osborne Sports Complex at Lloyd Wilson Field. We'll have that game for you right here, 1:15 for the pregame show. And before you know it, we're going to be talking high school football again as we move into the month of June.
Yeah, a lot of people think this All-Star game is really at the end of the high school football season. For me, it's like the kickoff of the high school sports season because you kind of get that itch. You want to get back into the sports season as they're in the V formation here.
Yeah, they're just going to take a knee as McGinnis comes back and taps the turf with his knee. And that should be the ball game here this afternoon. But again, the South winning this one for the third straight year. The real winners will be the kids for the Shriners Hospitals across the nation and all the proceeds going to help them out here this afternoon. As the South is going to wrap things up, and your final score is going to be 34-18 here this afternoon as the South completes the victory. And their head coach over there, and Lee Schmalley from Elmwood Murdoch, of course, Jeff Ashby on the coaching staff for the South. He's going to pick up the win here this afternoon. The South going to win it here this afternoon as the clock has now reached zero in the end zone. That's the ball game, the Shrine Bowl football game today. Final score, the South 34, the North 18. Back with a recap after this.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your body and collision repair specialist and is proud to support area sports. Play well and be proud. Todd's Body and Glass would like to take this opportunity to congratulate all the players and the coaches that are playing in this year's Shrine Bowl game. Everybody's proud of you. Todd's Body and Glass at 514 12th Street in Aurora. Call 402-694-4123. That's 402-694-4123. Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora.
Replacing windows can be fun when you call Central Nebraska's Best, Obermiller Seamless. You hear about these deals from out-of-town companies. It may be confusing. Obermiller Seamless will install your windows with their own master certified installer. Others will not. Obermiller Seamless installs triple pane, lifetime warranted windows you'll love. No other company offers more. Call for a free quote. Obermiller Seamless for a beautiful, energy efficient home.
We'll go to any length to beautify your home.
All right, back here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln as the South knocks off the North in the 54th annual Shrine Bowl football game. Final score of 34-18. The South wins their third straight, and now their advantage here in the series 29-22-3 as the South wins it today by a score of 34-18. Got off to a tremendous start here today as Brad Simpson intercepts the third pass of the ball game thrown by Grand Island quarterback Riker Fife and returns it 18 yards for a touchdown. The point after was good. The South got on top by a score of 7-0. North came back and got a 39-yard field goal from Drew Farley at the 4:42 mark of the first quarter. That made the score 7-3 in favor of the South. In the fourth quarter, or the second quarter today, Drew Ott got a 1-yard touchdown quarterback sneak as he lines up under center. The PAT was good. That made the score 14-3 in favor of the South. And the South getting a 39-yard field goal right at the end of the second quarter to make it 17-3 at halftime in favor of the South. They come right back out in the third quarter of play, going a 38-yard drive. Most of it was a Derek McGinnis touchdown pass to Brandon Riley. That covers 32 yards. The point after was good. That made the score 24-3 in favor of the South. The North came right back and got a 34-yard touchdown pass from Riker Fife to Sam Foltz. As a couple of Grand Island Islanders teaming up there for the score, the PAT made it 24-10 in favor of the South. But the North again comes right back. They go on a long drive, a 60-yard drive, but it took 6 minutes and 10 seconds off of the clock. And Adams Central product Kyle Cutterford takes it in from 1 yard out. That made the score 31-10 in favor of the South. Riker Fife again hooks up on a touchdown pass to Terry Grigsby at the 8-minute mark of the fourth quarter. The 2-point conversion was good. That made it a 2-score ball game at 31-18 in favor of the South. And the South getting a 32-yard field goal from Tyler Bash with 2:53 to play in the fourth quarter to make a 34-18 ball game. That's the way she ended here this afternoon as the South knocks off the North in the 54th annual Shrine Bowl football game. We'll get a final word right after this.
Not all lawn and landscape companies are created equal. Hire the professional company the first time. Call Johnson Lawn and Landscape at 237-LAWN. Property maintenance, including mowing, shrub trimming, and mulching. Sprinkler install with service and repair after the sale. Landscaping, from new design and install to improving the look of your current landscape with services such as sod installation, trees, plants, and boulders. Visit JohnsonLawnAndLandscape.com or call 237-LAWN. See the pros at Johnson Lawn and Landscape first.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
All right, Mike Will, Tyson Avronik, and Jeff Babel back here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. The 54th annual Shrine Bowl football game won by the South today as they knocked off the North by a score of 34-18. And let's see, the most valuable players have already been announced.
Yeah, we've got on the defensive side of things, it was my choice, Brad Simpson for Ralston. He ended up taking the defensive MVP. Brad Simpson had the reason that the South got off such a great hot start. He had that sack right off the very get-go, really kind of put him into a little bit of a frenzy, they're a little bit hectic for a while there offensively, couldn't find their groove. He sneaks out in the linebacker position, gets that first interception return, a 24-yard interception return. That set the tone for the South early. Brad Simpson is your defensive MVP. And on the offensive side, a little bit of surprise. We've seen in the past couple of years, Mike, this typically goes to your quarterback on the winning team, but it's going to go to the receiver, who was a big part of that scoring drive in the and they took control of that game in the late second quarter, early off, right off the bat in the first half. Brandon Riley, your offensive MVP from Lincoln Southwest, he had a touchdown in this football game as well.
So the South wins it here this afternoon, a final score of 34-18 in a pretty well-played football game here today. Occasionally you see games that are a little sloppy. Not the case, and that's a credit to, I think, both coaching staffs this year.
Well, and what you got to like on the South side of things is they were able to mix it up really well. They came out late in the first half. They were running a lot of that no huddle, really putting the North defense off balance. Then they come back, and they did exactly what they said they were going to do on the offensive side of things. Get this on the offensive side. 45 carries for the South. Really kind of spread that football out. We mentioned that they had two or possibly three sets of running back, fullback combinations they were going to. 45 carries for 109 yards. So it's not like the South really moved across the field, but they were able to really take that clock. They were wind that clock down. And the defense for the North was on the field for a very long time in this football game. Really kind of tires them out. McGinnis, I thought he had a great game managing control. Really, both quarterbacks for both sides stayed on the field. You don't typically see that in an all-star game. You like to see some of those quarterbacks get some reps. McGinnis stays in there for pretty much the entire, except for one series. He ends up 9 of 14 with one touchdown pass, 152 yards through the air. Thought he managed the game really well. But as you mentioned, it's a great credit to the coaching staff because really Riker Fyth, he had a great game as well in that second half. He came on and played really well. Coaches were able to get him settled down. Credit to the players, credit to the coaches. But as you mentioned earlier, all the credit to these kids at the Shriner Hospital.
Yeah, proceeds going to the Shriner's Hospital across America, and the South winning this afternoon by a score of 34-18. Jeff, your final thoughts?
Well, I was impressed with the South. You know, they were able to, like we said, they were going to pound and ground that football, but they used both styles. They capitalized on both. You know, in that third quarter, they really spread them out. They got it to their receivers, made plays, and then in the fourth quarter, they just steady diet of running the football, ran the clock out, did well. Capitalized on the three turnovers by the North. The North, they couldn't capitalize on some of the penalties that the South had. You know, and they seem to have some rust on those in the first few quarters. Didn't really click very well. You don't practice these guys before a week, so that's kind of what I noticed. But you know, the South and the North, well played ball game. South won at 34-18. But like Tyson said, the real winners are the kids at the Shriners Hospitals.
So that's the final score, and the local guys all having a hand. That's what we want to mention before we get out of here. Local guys all having a hand in the Shrine Bowl today. Again, Kyle Cunningford had 12 carries, 43 yards, and a touchdown here this afternoon. We saw Riker Fyth all afternoon long. He threw a couple of touchdown passes. Sam Foltz got a reception this afternoon for a touchdown. Drew Ott got in there for a touchdown here today. We saw a couple of guys in the offensive line. Didn't have a chance to mention their names, obviously. And Garrett Bundy from Donovan Trumbull and Logan Rath. He was on the defensive side of the ball, made some nice plays. Blake Bunner out of Blue Hill on the defensive side of the ball. So all the local guys, Garrett Johns from Aurora, also out there for the South All-Stars. And let's see, we have all but two of them going to be on the South team here today, and they're going to be victorious here this afternoon.
And that's one of the things that was kind of the underlying storyline in this football game was these players, especially you mentioned Drew Ott and Brett Rath for the Giltner Hornets, these D2 players getting in there, getting some experience. There was a lot of questions as whether they can play at this level, the 11-man game level, play at this D1 caliber level. It's got to feel really satisfying for especially Drew Ott for the Giltner Hornets, who's going to be playing at the University of Nebraska-Iowa. This will be his last football game played in the state of Nebraska, except for maybe the 8-man game. One of his last games played in the Nebraska Stadium. Got to be really satisfying that he's able to find the end zone.
He'll be back in the stadium. He'll be back in the stadium someday when he's playing with the Iowa Hawkeyes. So he'll be back here at Memorial Stadium someday. Guys, enjoyed it. It was a good time here this afternoon with the Shrine Bowl football game. Again, in 2 weeks, we'll have the 8-man All-Star Football Classic from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field in Hastings, as the East will take on the West. And that's an annual football game. We'll have it for you here on Classic. It's 98.9 KKPR, 115 for the pregame show, 130 for the kickoff from Hastings. Again, the final score here this afternoon, it was the North losing to the South by the score of 34-18. That'll wrap things up for Memorial Stadium. For Tyson Erbronic, for Jeff Babel, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Lincoln.
Thanks for listening to the 2012 Shrine Bowl on Classic Hits 98.9. This year's Shrine Bowl broadcast is brought to you by these local sponsors. CPI Mr. Tire, Bonds Printers, Todd's Body and Glass, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Killian Motors, Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, The Sitting Bull Saloon, Johnson Lawn and Landscaping, Bank of Donovan, Sorensen Construction, Advantage Chevrolet, JSGK Catering, South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, Midway Auto, Jerseys, Overmiller Seamless, Island Supply Welding, and Tom Dinsdale Automotive. This has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings.